It's the first time the federal courts will look at an issue which state court judges have struggled with and disagreed about for years.
Whichever side loses is expected to appeal the ruling, and many expect this case will eventually bring the issue of same-sex marriage before the U.S. Supreme Court. Steve Futterman, CBS News, San Francisco.
Clear across the country, New York City is about to tackle a major health issue, declaring war on salt. A voluntary plan is in the works, says McGee Hickey of WCBS-TV.
If city health officials have their way, there'll soon be 25% less salt in bread, 40% less salt in breakfast cereals, and a 30% cut in salad dressing and lots of other packaged food.
Health experts say too much salt is not good for us, but on the streets of New York, this woman says if it's not in the food already, there's always the salt shaker.
I think that people will just add salt to their products.
It's in the mid-20s in northern Florida this morning as the bitter Arctic blast lingers. Growers in the central part of the state are trying to get their crops through this stretch. And in South Florida, there's a hard freeze warning, and Michael Breen is worried about his outdoor tropical fish.
With tropical ornamental freshwater fish, if the temperature does not warm above 50 degrees during the day for three consecutive days, it's basically a total loss.
And in the Big Easy, test your smoke detectors. That's the message from the Louisiana Fire Marshal after six weekend deaths amid low temperatures in the teens and 20s in many homes with inadequate heating. Investigators are working to confirm how many of the fatal fires are directly linked to people trying to keep warm. Meanwhile, crews are working around the clock, digging up and repairing water mains that have been bursting. Scores of schools are closed as well with no running water after their pipes burst too. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans. In the nation's midsection, it's still cold, but temperatures in most places are above zero this morning. In Washington, the week begins with the Senate Democratic leader at the center of a political storm. Live to the White House for the latest, CBS's Peter Mayer.
So what is the political shelf life of Harry Reid's comment about President Obama? The question here in Washington and in Reid's home state. Here's CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer's take.
I think that Reid will survive as the Democratic leader in the Senate. However, this is going to make it much harder for him to be reelected out in Nevada.
President Obama has accepted Reid's apology for describing then-candidate Obama as politically appealing because of his light skin and ability to speak, quote, with no Negro dialect. That quote in the book Game Change. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Democratic leaders get back to work on health care reform this week. House Speaker Pelosi admits the public option may not survive the compromise talks. There may be a higher power than politics. Sarah Palin thought so when she was picked to be John McCain's 2008 running mate.
She was very calm, nonplussed. I said, you don't seem nervous at all about this. And she said, no, it's God's plan.
Top McCain strategist Steve Schmidt tells 60 Minutes Palin was a quick study but often said inaccurate things. And he concedes without her, the margin of defeat would have been greater. It's 4 minutes.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snowplows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snowplows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snowplow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand, or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Register and learn more about their MBA programs at daniels.du.edu.
You're listening to AM 760.
By the way, good Colorado's press. No intellectual joint.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Majority Leader Harry Reid in trouble today over comments he made about Barack Obama. Some Republicans, just about all Republicans, are demanding he resign. Democrats are sticking with Harry Reid. Hey, hello, everybody. That's a big story of the day here this Monday, January 11, 2010. Good to see you today, and thank you for being part of the Bill Press Show. Monday edition of the Bill Press Show, coming to you live, as always, from our little perch here on Capitol Hill, in the heart of our nation's capital, just down the street from the United States Capitol building, in fact, where the House will be coming back a little by little, you know, one by one today. They meet for the first time. The House assembles for the first time tomorrow at noon, and the Senate will be along a week later. But negotiations on health care are already underway. And down at the White House, the President, a big meeting on health care today with labor leaders to talk about his support for a tax on certain insurance plans, a tax on health care benefits. All of that we've got covered for you today. Invite your calls at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377. And on the website today, a couple of special gifts for you under today's links. A photo, BillPressShow.com, of course, is where you go. A great photo of some people taking their own initiative in making sure that airline screening at the particular airport goes smoothly and they don't have to worry about getting in line and then being asked to take their sweater off or their pants off or whatever. They've just taken everything off and they're rushing for the gates there. Check out the photo coming to an airport near you under today's links at BillPressShow.com. And on the front page, the big challenge that I was issued by Patrick Gavin from Politico. It's called Game Changer. They're doing a whole series of these. My challenge was to see who could pop a champagne cork the farthest, Patrick Gavin or me. Check it out. The whole video was taped. The whole debate, the duel was taped there. And it's up on Politico and on our website, BillPressShow.com, right on the front page, guys.
Yeah, in the press box.
In the press box.
Featured.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think you'll enjoy it the way I spent Thursday afternoon. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning, Team Press here. What do you say, guys?
Hi there.
Hey, by the way, we have to say a big hello to our friends out in Eureka, California, listening on 1480 AM out there on KGOE. They had the big earthquake, 6.5.
That's right.
On the Richter scale. I think it was Saturday, and they lost a lot of people lost power out there, but otherwise there was very little damage. It was off the coast and pretty deep.
Oh, so no major injuries.
But shakes them up. I've been through many of those earthquakes in California, so I wanted to remember them. And the news is now official. NBC did drop the other shoe over the weekend, all the rumors about moving Jay Leno. Yep. This representative, Mr. Jeff Gaspin from NBC, made the announcement Saturday.
I can confirm what many of you have been reporting. Starting February 12th, the Jay Leno show will no longer air at 10 p.m.
There it is. They're going to move him back to 11:30, and then Conan O'Brien may come at midnight, may come at 12:30. He's not even sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for that. We've got a great show for you tonight. I have no idea what time it will air, but it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll work it out. They shouldn't have made that switch in the first place. So, a lot coming up today. We're going to be talking with Clarence Page, columnist for the Chicago Tribune, and we'll kick off this hour with Mike Sullivan, president of the Sheet Metal Workers Union, about the president's meeting today with labor leaders to talk about taxing insurance benefits. But first,
is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news this morning. Tiger Woods' former coach believes the disgraced golfer will be back on the tee sooner than we think. Butch Harmon says his former student won't make his indefinite leave too long because he loves the game too much, and the Tiger he's been reading and hearing about is not the Tiger he knows. Harmon tells Sky Sports he'll be back playing before this year's Masters. That's his guess.
Which is in August?
April.
April is the Masters, but he'll also, I mean, he's got a couple of majors to win to break the record, so he better get on it. He can't sit out too long.
The Winter Olympics begin in a month, February 12th in Vancouver, and NBC is probably not looking forward to it. The sports division head said over the weekend the network will lose money broadcasting the games. The cost of the broadcast rights have become so high, they will exceed advertising sales.
Oh, my.
And at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Ford introducing a new car that tweets. It will work with voice recognition software where the driver can speak a tweet and then it fires out on Twitter. And the same when tweets come in, the car will vocalize those for the driver.
We had legislation to get rid of distractions while driving.
The company, well, this is just like listening to the radio. The company says that people are already checking Twitter while driving now on their phones, and this will let them do it with both hands on the wheel, and they'll keep their eyes on the road. It's just like listening to the radio.
No, it's not. Just like listening to the radio, and not a good idea. Thank you, Dan. Yes, indeed. The headline in the New York Times. Unions rally to oppose a proposed tax on health insurance. That's the subject of a meeting today at the White House. Unions upset about the president's support for a plan to tax insurance benefits as contained in the Senate health care bill. To talk about that with us now, proud to bring to you a proud sponsor of the Bill Press Show, Mike Sullivan, president of the Sheet Metal Workers International Association. Hey, Mike, good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you, too.
Hey, before we get to this health care thing, the jobs numbers came out on Friday. I wanted to ask you about showing unemployment staying steady at 10%, but the number of jobs lost in December, now 85,000 compared, I think, to actually a small net gain in November. What's this tell us about the job situation out there, Mike?
Well, it's still bad. I mean, it's not improving as of yet, and in our industry, in the construction industry, we're facing, it just gets worse every day. We have approximately 30% unemployment currently. Ooh. And within our union, and we know it's not going to get better until probably spring or summer. And
is that seasonal, or is that simply because there's not enough money to get these construction jobs going?
Well, it's part of it's seasonal, but I would say that most of it is the money's not there to get the jobs going. There are a lot of jobs out there that would be going right now if they had the money and to keep moving them forward. But as of now, they're just stopped. People can't get the money.
And what about the stimulus money, or is there any other move, you know, to get some cash into these construction jobs?
Yeah, well, the stimulus money will. It takes time to get worked into the system because of construction. There are a lot of things that have to be done prior to people actually getting jobs, working on job sites where construction is involved, or, you know, there has to be bidding a project,
yeah,
and there has to be a lot of other things done. So that's why we think it'll happen. Some of the stimulus money we'll begin to see maybe summer or fall.
Now, moving to the subject of today's meeting with the president, first of all, I want to be sure our listeners understand, Mike, from the point of view of the Sheet Metal Workers Union and other unions, what is wrong with the Senate plan to tax these so-called high-end health plans?
Well, what's wrong is it's going to affect a large majority of our members, and they're going to pay the tax on those benefits, and we just think that's... That's absurd. It, you know, the president during the campaign, we've all heard, you know, what he said about the tax,
And yeah, he was against this tax when he was campaigning, correct?
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, my membership, that's one issue that's a hot-button issue with them. We went through this quite a few years ago when they wanted to tax health care benefits, and, you know, we were fortunate enough to be able to stop it. But, you know, and this doesn't just affect our membership. It affects every person out there that has employee health care or employer health care furnished by the employer, and it's going to be costly. I finally see how it's going to work, and all those plans that are over whatever amount they come up to agree with, and currently the numbers that we see, they will touch our members. Almost every single member will be taxed, and because of the way our system works. But we've seen.
Now, Mike, I'm asking you, does the employee pay the tax or the employer pay the tax?
Well, from what I understand now, the employee pays the tax. And how that's done is they take the value of that and add it to your income your W-2, and then you pay taxes.
So it is an increase in taxes on the middle class.
Absolutely.
Which the president, again, said he would not do.
Absolutely.
What these health plans, too, I think maybe not everybody understands, Mike, as I understand, these are won through labor negotiations and in many cases accepted as a substitute for higher wages, right? That these have been hammered out through negotiation.
Absolutely. In many instances, like, for instance, in the construction industry especially, you don't negotiate a lot of other items. What you do is you negotiate a total package. And what you say is look, we want 50 cents an hour or a dollar an hour increase. And then whatever you come up with, say you come up with 75 cents an hour increase, then you decide out of that 75 cents how much you're going to put into your health care package to keep it where it is or to make it better. So you're paying for that health care out of proposed wage increases that you could have instead of the health care packages.
Again, our guest this morning, Mike Sullivan, the president of the Sheet Metal Workers International Association, proud sponsor of the Bill Press Show. So, Mike, what about this argument that I hear those who are for this tax? What they say is, well, if we put this tax on, then the employer will lower the cost of these plans. And then that will be substituted by higher wages for the workers, so it's actually a win-win for the workers.
I don't know how anybody can can figure that. I mean, I'd like to see that on paper.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. I know how the system works. I've worked in the system, and it doesn't work like that. First of all, healthcare costs are driven by more than just because you have a good health care plan and that you use it. What they're saying is that you'll quit using your plan as much. Well, if that occurs, then what happens in reverse there is what look, you're not going to be using it, so you're going to be sicker.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't make much sense.
And when you finally do use it, it's going to cost more.
It's absolutely. Yeah. Because you're going to say, well, I don't have this and I don't have that, so I'm not going to use the plan. And that is what will drive the cost down.
All right. Now, this tax on the insurance plans is contained in the Senate version of the health bill, but not in the House version, correct?
That's correct.
Now, do you find members of the House, is this something that they're willing to go to the mat for, to fight for in conference or in these final negotiations?
Well, I'm beginning to feel that that they're willing to acquiesce on that issue, and that's what scares me. It doesn't take a mental giant to figure this out. First of all, you know, in the House bill, they're going to tax people over $250,000 who make couples
right.
make over 200 or people that make over $250,000. Now, this is this is what it will actually cost an individual that makes over if they make $1 million a year. It will cost them about $7,500 more in taxes if they make $1 million a year. Now, someone that makes $1 million a year is probably going to take home about $700,000 a year in their pocket. That means that now, after this, they would take 692,500 hours home in their pocket. I don't think that's going to make any difference in how they live and in support of health care for everyone. To me, it just doesn't make much sense.
No, but if you're taxing a blue-collar worker another $2,000 a year, whatever, on the health care plan, that's going to make a big difference.
Oh, yes, it makes a whole lot of big difference. Plus, most people forget that those people that make over $107,000 a year pay 6.2% less in taxes than the average American does every single day because they don't pay additional Social Security taxes on those monies.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you say that you think the House may roll over on this, but if that means, here's the bottom line is, if that means that the final bill that comes out of the Congress does contain this tax on workers' health insurance benefits, will you be able to support that bill? Will your union support that bill?
We cannot support it if it taxes our benefits. We've said that from the very beginning, and we haven't seen anything to cause us to change our mind.
Other unions will join you, do you think, in opposing it?
Well, I hope so. Although, you know, you never know what's going to happen at the meeting today.
Mike Sullivan, good to have you. Listen, you are fighting the good fight, and you've been doing it from day one on this issue. It's an important issue, and appreciate your taking time to explain it to us this morning.
All right, thank you.
Keep up the good fight, Mike.
All right, thank you. You too.
All right, Happy New Year. All right.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Change has come to America.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Attention, listeners. Here's an important announcement on identity theft from Police Chief Joe DeLaterante.
As a police chief, identity theft was always a problem, but never at this level. The New York Times reported the theft of over 130 million credit and debit cards, and with potentially millions of stolen cards hitting the internet, maybe mine, I didn't want to risk it. I signed up for LifeLock, and you should too. Why risk suffering identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you? You don't need to be a police chief to know that credit monitoring alone doesn't protect you, let alone help repair the damage after your identity or credit cards are stolen. Learn why this police chief chose LifeLock.
Call now and mention Chief Joe to receive your security document shredder, a $29 value, free. Call 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
Geico's been around over 70 years, helping people save hundreds. But yesterday, I'm going through paperwork and I'm realising just how many ways Geico can save people money. Good driver discounts, defensive driver discounts, multi-car discounts, discounts for cars with airbags. And I don't mean having your mother-in-law in the passenger seat. Sorry, it's just a little car insurance humour. I think that joke's over 70 years old, too.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
There is never a good time for your sewer line to plug up. Declare war on that blockage. Drain Solvers provides top quality drain cleaning and router services and will break through any blockage. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer pipe for only $79 and clean your drain for $99. Mention this special when you call. Drain Solvers, the trenchless pipe repair specialists. Drain Solvers does whatever it takes to solve your plumbing problem. Call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Or drainsolvers.com. Access fees may apply.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop an adverse condition, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Fine with your product.
Ovation Cell Therapy is completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and with just a simple cream rinse type application, helps grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast. Make your hair healthy again. Log on to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. Ovationhair.com. Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Yeah, 26 minutes after the hour. Back in 2008, then-candidate Obama says, John McCain calls these plans Cadillac plans. Now, in some cases, it may be that a corporate CAO is getting too good a deal, but what if you're a line worker making a good American car like the Cadillac? What if you're one of the steel workers and you're giving up wage increases in exchange for a better health care? President Obama saying, candidate again, Obama saying at the time you should not tax those plans. Now, President Obama is saying, yes, we should. What's going on? Brent calling from Morris, Illinois. Hey, Brent.
How you doing, Bill?
All right.
Like your previous guest, the president of the sheet metal workers, couldn't have said it any better. I mean, I don't know what these representatives out in Washington, the senators and the congressmen and congresswomen, are thinking.
No, I mean,
this is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, so Bush gives a tax cut to the wealthy, right? We thought there'd be some little adjustment and change during the Obama administration, and here they are putting another tax on the middle class.
Well, I think his example is showing how if they would go with the House version of how to fund this, how it would affect the people earning over $250,000. That's less than, what is it, less than 1/100 of a percent?
Yeah, you know what? And I don't know about you, Brent, but I could get by with $692,500 a year. Ben's calling from Dayton, Connecticut. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
All right.
I think the same thing happened. I was the president of a small local union, the Steelworkers Union, and when Clinton signed NAFTA, and of course we was against signing it, but then when he rolls around for re-election for a second term, the higher-ups and the international unions come down to the local level and say, well, we gotta support the Democratic candidate, and until we stand up and say, no, we're not gonna support him because he turned on us.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. People gotta fight for what they believe in.
Is the Bill Press Show.
Is your car payment dragging you down? Are you struggling to pay too many bills and need more cash? How would you like to save thousands of dollars a year on your car payments for free? The specialists at Guidian want to help you cut your monthly car payments for free. They can help you modify your current high-interest loan or find other options to save you money fast. There is no cost or obligation to find out more. Guidian gives you several options to save money on your monthly car payments. In fact, they will help you find the best solution for your individual financial situation. You can save as much as 50% on your car payments. Call for free information now. 800-257-5919. That's 800-257-5919. Don't wait until the bank takes your car. Get more room in your budget now and save thousands of dollars a year in high-interest car payments. For free information about this revolutionary free service, call now. 800-257-5919. That's 800-257-5919.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And they offer vegan and vegetarian menus. Visit one of their two great locations in Arvada on Ralston Road in Old Wadsworth and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakandYeti.com.
There's never been a better time to find the home of your dreams. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know the Home Buyer Tax Credit has been extended and expanded. Current homeowners can receive a $6,500 tax credit. First-time buyers are still eligible to receive an $8,000 credit. The opportunity of a lifetime ends April 30th. Talk to a realtor for qualification details or visit houselogic.com/homebuyertaxcredit. Every market's different. Call a realtor today. Income qualification applies. Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Is a Colorado-owned company that uses blown-in insulation to reduce your energy usage. Best Way Insulation was trusted with re-insulating the Governor's Mansion and will provide the same great service to AM 760 listeners. Ask the experts at Best Way Insulation about federal tax credits and energy company rebates available to customers in Colorado. Go to bestwayinsulation.com to go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO is the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in the canton, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Okay, that's $11.96. Whoa, what are you doing?
What? I'm giving you cash.
But you're pulling the little guy apart.
Oh, this? No, it's just the money I'm saving with GEICO.
But he's the sack of money with the googly eyes. He has a face.
Yeah, but he's money. And now I'm spending it. Here, take a bill.
Oh, actually, that didn't seem to hurt him at all.
No, we do this all the time.
To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour, it is the Bill Press Show on this Monday, great big Monday, January 11, 2010. We're coming to you live coast to coast from our radio studio on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, one of the best columnists in the country. You read him in the Chicago Tribune, newspapers across the country, and you see him often on television, and not often enough. Hear me here on the Bill Press Show, but we're glad to welcome him back and say a great big Happy New Year to our friend Clarence Page. Clarence, how are you?
Happy New Year to you too, Bill.
Yeah, so Harry Reid got a little jolt over the weekend when this new book came out, repeating a comment that he had made. We all know the comment by now, back in 2008, about Barack Obama being electable because he was light-skinned and did not speak with a Negro dialect. Clarence Page, should Harry Reid resign?
Well, I think he's not going to resign, and he should not resign. And I wrote about this on my blog, also at the Chicago Tribune website.
Pages kicked up
an interesting exchange from the readers.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But I think that there is a. I mean, this is such a tempest of full of ironies. First of all, I'm delighted to have this opportunity to see some more dialogue across the country about the issue of race and political correctness. I think what's interesting here, for example, Reid's comment, if you ask black folks and look on the web at black bloggers, most of them say, what's the big deal? What did Reid say that was wrong? That Obama was a candidate more likely to win because he was light-skinned and did not speak with a black accent, or Harry said Negro accent, which is sort of typical of his generation. And mine too, Bill. You know, I'm so old that I used to be colored. I became Negro about by the time I was in high school in the early 60s, and then I became black in the late 60s, and then the late 1980s became African-American, and now I'm a person of color. So you see, we have made progress over the years. I've gone from a colored person to a person of color. And now Harry Reid is getting in trouble for stating the obvious that blacks who are lighter skinned and speak the Queen's English, as my mother and grandmother, who was an English teacher, insisted that I be fluent in, that this gives you a better chance of being elected. This is just flat obvious. And my conservative friend George Will agreed yesterday on ABC, arguing with Liz Cheney.
Of all people.
Who was castigating George. You know, I was like, well, we don't talk that way among people I know.
And wasn't it ironic that Michael Steele, of all people, right, who hardly is Mr. Politically Correct himself, should...
The Gaffmeister.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I sympathize with Michael. I think he's a good guy and far too, these days, too liberal for his own party, if you will. Even though he is a conservative, he's not a doctrinaire conservative. And Michael is also really better suited to being a political pundit than being the chairman of the Republican Party. But he's learning the job, you could say.
Yeah. You know, back to Harry Reid for a second. I mean, as clumsy as it was, and, inartful, if you will, as it was, mm-hmm. Harry Reid, to me, was saying what almost every political consultant that I talked to at the time was saying in response to that question, is America ready for an African-American, to elect an African-American?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe or maybe not, but they're ready to elect Barack Obama.
Yeah, and you haven't got to be a political consultant to say that. It was just common sense.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, this was in 2008, and if no furthering the absurdity, Michael Steele and other Republican leaders trying to compare this to Trent Lott.
I know, yeah. I was going to ask you about that.
I mean, you got to be totally tone deaf. This is like the one or two people I saw on the web who were trying to compare it to Don Imus. Here again, stating the obvious about Barack Obama versus calling the Rutgers women basketball team nappy-headed hoes, praising Strom Thurmond, the meister of segregation defense.
And lamenting the fact that he was not elected president suggesting we would have been better off had he been. Yeah, big, big, big difference. But let me ask you this, related times, and this happened last week. It turned out that you mentioned Harry Reid showing his age, if you will, by use of the word, phrase, Negro. The 2010 census form gives people, those who are African Americans, the option, right? And the box they check is, are you black, African American, Negro?
That's right. And this
how did that still get on the form today?
Well, this is another reason why I'm glad to have this opportunity to talk about this nationally. You know, the census form has changed every 10 years for over 100 years.
Is that right?
In fact, 100 years ago, the census form still had the choice octoroon.
Oh, my God.
Remember that word?
Oh, my God.
Yes. One-eighth Negro, you know, octoroon or quadroon, you know.
Oh. Oh.
And also, the census didn't even let you fill out the form. You did not self-select. Somebody came to your door, took a look at you and your family, and checked the boxes for you.
Wow.
So, you see, we've always had this ambivalence in this country about what is race and how to categorize people. So this is just a continuation. 10 years ago, the census had Negro on it, and some black folks checked the box and then wrote Negro in. In addition, I will bet you those are the older folks.
I would think so. We're talking with Clarence Page, Chicago Tribune. There's a link on our website, BillPressShow.com, to Clarence's website as well, so you can check all of his recent columns. pardon me, Clarence, you know this. A word about Harry Reid came out of this book called Game Change, John Heilemann and Mark Halperin, which was just released. And there. This is hardly maybe the most explosive thing in there. The stuff that Bill Clinton said, stuff about Sarah Palin, about apparently Joe Biden or Barack Obama getting pissed at Joe Biden during the campaign. There's all kinds. I mean, what gets me is, I want to ask you, I guess, the question is, this is basically just a gossip book, isn't it?
Oh, it's a gossip book, and not that there's anything wrong with that, as
right.
Reinfeld might say. But you do have to take that in context. The Harry Reid quote, the Bill Clinton quote, and others are quoted out of context to some degree. I'm not meaning to disparage my colleagues. They do a good job. They've done a good job for years.
Well, they do. Right.
And you know, I will take a part of what they're reporting on faith, but you got to in terms of you know, they use so many unnamed sources and so many phrases rather than complete statements, including the Harry Reid phrases and all, that you have to wonder about the context, but to some degree. You know, like when Bill Clinton talking to Teddy Kennedy refers to Barack Obama and says, you know, he would, you know, a few years ago this guy would have been bringing us coffee. You know, that sounds like a really sharp, snide comment by Clinton to Obama, and I don't doubt that he said it, but I'd like to know a little more about the context of it. And what Clinton's mood was, if you want to talk about something that's a really valuable historical document versus amusing gossip.
The book also says that at one point during the campaign, Barack Obama got so angry at Joe Biden because he said within 6 months, Barack Obama as president, he would be tested by the terrorist. Well, it turns out it wasn't 6 months, but on Christmas Day 2009.
How about that?
Barack Obama was tested, right?
Of course.
I think he passed the test, but Joe Biden turned out to have been right.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You know, and again, Biden was just talking common sense. But again, you know, Biden, like Michael Steele, has a propensity for getting his, for saying things that have just enough of an edge to them that the headlines, folks say, "Oh, there goes Joe Biden again."
I know, but you know, I always point out that it wasn't Joe Biden who said the Cambridge police acted stupidly.
You know, and or saying that comparing his. Bowling to the Special Olympics in a disparaging way. You know, this kind of thing. You know, we all make gaffes sometimes. Heaven knows I've made more than a few.
I want to ask you also, Clarence, about Chicago. There's a story this morning that Rahm Emanuel is appearing just a few minutes from now on the first edition of the new Chuck Todd and Savannah Guthrie show on MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Mike Allen reports this morning that they ask him, they've already taped the interview, about running for mayor of Chicago.
Yeah.
Stepping down. What do you hear from Chicago? Is Daley going to run for re-election?
Daley hasn't made that clear. If he does run for re-election, Bill, I don't think anybody's going to run against him.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's got just that much sway still. But at the same time, the smart money in Chicago says that, you know, Richie Daley, it's been four terms. He's been he's broken his old man's record.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, the poor guy's just kind of running out of ideas. And I say the poor guy, he's dragging the city down with him to a degree. Because economic conditions are horrible now, especially in comparison to when he came into office. Bill, you remember that great Democratic convention back in '96?
Oh, it was fabulous!
It really was. He redeemed the city from the '68 convention, and you could really see Chicago in its wonderful glory. I just walked around with my chest puffed up with pride all week, but now they got like over 20% unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really a lot of different problems. So now, if he just, a lot of folks think he won't run again, his wife has been fighting cancer and all, and there's been all kinds of turmoil going on. So he, if he doesn't run again, then it's going to be just kind of a wide open thing. And I wouldn't be shocked if Rahm did decide to run for mayor. Sally Quinn dropped this nugget here about a week ago, and people have been buzzing a lot. I don't know how good Sally Quinn's sources are in Chicago, but it's against local ordinance for anything to happen without me knowing about it. So.
Well, final point on Chicago, by the way, and it goes back to, I guess, what we were talking about with Harry Reid. We can't end our conversation without pointing out and telling our listeners that Rod Blagojevich, who refuses to go away, he made a little news over the weekend by saying, in terms of Barack Obama, that he, Rod Blagojevich, is blacker than Barack Obama. Just one.
Just he's been trying. I tell you, Rod's been trying for years. And I mean, look back at what happened when he named Burris and all. You know, Look at all the black folks who rallied to Blagojevich's side back then. You know? So he's been trying.
All right. Clarence Page, Happy New Year, my friend. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. And again, a link to Clarence's website on our website at BillPressShow.com.
Actively interactive
at BillPressShow.com.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Trucker. Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me.
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month.
Mwah!
You just kiss me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit Geico.com.
Truckers, we know you can't afford to waste time at a weigh station. That's why you need PrePass. With PrePass, highway sensors check your weight and certifications as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash lets you know you keep on driving. Try it for free. We guarantee you're going to want PrePass along on every haul. Go to PrePass.com and enter the promo code FREE or call 888-559-PASS. That's 888-559-PASS. 888-559-7277.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you. And everyone else.
Everyone!
Get your free quote. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention business owners, don't rent electricity, own it. Learn now at Independent Power Systems Commercial Solar Event. The Coors Field Solar Experts will show you how your business can go solar with low upfront costs and how rebates and federal tax grants can yield a 5 to 7 year ROI. Boulder County business owners can take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program to go solar for zero down and one annual payment. Green your business with solar and never pay another electric bill. Learn how in Boulder, Tuesday, January 26th at the St. Julian Hotel and Tuesday, February 2nd at the Dairy Center for the Arts. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. In the neighborhood, drop by our Boulder office January 21st at 7 p.m. for the Solar Community Night. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. Call 303-443-0015 for details or visit solarips.com/KKZN.
It's time to buy that boat. Bring the family to the Denver Boat Show at the Colorado Convention Center this weekend. See hundreds of new boats and the latest in boating accessories. Don't miss the Tiki Party Friday and Saturday nights, sponsored by your neighborhood Toyota stores. Discount tickets available at denverboatshow.com. Life is better with a boat.
All right, here's the deal. Now, Campbell's Chunky Soup, always filling and delicious, has 23 soups with all lean meat and a full serving of vegetables. And here's the deal of deals. Get $5 in money-saving coupons at chunky.com. Campbell's Chunky.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
Happy Monday, January 11th, The Bill Press Show. Here at 11 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Clarence Page about this book that has really dropped like a nuclear bomb on the nation's capital. It's a book called Game Change by journalists Mark Halperin and John Heilemann. They've got all kinds. As we said with Clarence, it is just one. It's a gossip. It's an expanded gossip column. It's sort of like one juicy tidbit after another. It is not what we so often get after the campaign an analysis of how they won or lost. You know, Dan Balls wrote that book for the Washington Post. I forget the exact name of it now. It's not an insight into how the candidate put his plan together and what he's all about. Richard Wolff wrote that in the book Renegade. This is just a collection of juicy, gossipy tidbits concerning almost anybody who was involved in the 2008 election. Of course, the comments of Harry Reid have gotten the most attention. But among other stuff in there, and Clarence Page referred to this when we were talking, in allegedly now, none of this, and by the way, they're not named sources for all of these things that they put out there, but one of the things that, according to Mark Halperin and John Heilemann, when President Clinton was lobbying Teddy Kennedy to endorse Hillary over Obama, according to the authors, Clinton said, quote, a few years ago, this guy would have been getting us coffee. You know, da-da-da-da-da. So why is he qualified to be president? The authors also report that Chuck Schumer, who was a big supporter of Hillary Clinton, supported Hillary in the primary from the very beginning, that before he did that, he actually encouraged Obama to run for the White House, that Chuck Schumer was one of the first ones, along with Harry Reid, by the way, as early as 2006, encouraging President Obama to, then Barack Obama, senator, to run for president. Also, the authors report that Sarah Palin regretted, told people she was sorry she had ever accepted the Republican vice presidential nomination. Well, we're sorry she accepted it too, but apparently she told some friends, quote, if I'd known everything I know now, I would not have done this. The authors also report that Sarah Palin believed that at one point she said that God had tapped her to do this and to basically, I guess, save the American people. And the other thing is, boy, I got to tell you, the John Edwards painted in this book and the Elizabeth Edwards painted in this book don't come across too well at all. According to the authors, when John Edwards, when the Inquirer came out with the information that he had fathered this love child, and they knew, the campaign knew they couldn't deny it anymore, that John Edwards was going to have to admit it, he told his advisors he was going to admit that he had an affair with this woman, but deny that he had a child with this woman. And his advisors said, no, you've got to accept the whole thing. And John Edwards, again, according to this book, said, no, I don't want to ruin my chances of being named Attorney General by Barack Obama. As if John Edwards had any chance at that point of being named Attorney General by Barack Obama. Anyhow, the book is Game Change. We'll try to get the authors on and talk to them more about it. But if you like gossip, you're going to love this book. I'll be back with a parting shot.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center, so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD Call now.
Please call right now and we'll send you a powerful, life-changing CD. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-591-0194. That's 1-800-591-0194. 1-800-591-0194.
Rate based on APR of 5.53%. Approval contingent on full underwriting analysis. Check website for licensing information. Premium Capital Funding, LLC, DBA Top Dot Mortgage, 125 Jericho Turnpike, Jericho, New York.
You've worked hard to get where you are. A nice house, a couple of cars in the garage. Unfortunately, you've also got an adjustable rate mortgage that could increase any time. But now you can take control, because Top Dot Mortgage, an equal housing lender, is now offering FHA 30-year fixed rate loans at the historical low of 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars a month. You heard me, hundreds of dollars a month. At Top Dot, we provide a low-stress, customized approach so you can get the right mortgage to suit your individual needs. And right now, you can get your rate absolutely free. Just call 1-800-500-6244. These historically low fixed rates may only be available for a limited time. For free information, 1-800-500-6244. 1-800-500-6244.
How would you like to improve your memory in just 10 minutes? That's right. You can start improving your memory when you call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply of Neurostin. 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines are open now. Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration, and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. If you want your brain back, if you want to remember telephone numbers, people's names, and where you put your keys and glasses, Neurostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Monday, January 11, my parting shot for today, once again, the media is going wild over an outrageous remark made by a leading politician. Unfortunately, they're going after the wrong guy. They're all focusing on Harry Reid. They ought to be focusing on Rudy Giuliani. Yes, in 2008, Reid made a dumb mistake saying that Barack Obama had a better chance to win the nomination because he was a light-skinned black. That was insensitive at best, but far more outrageous is what Rudy Giuliani said Friday on Good Morning America. Commenting on that Christmas Day incident, Giuliani said the United States had suffered no terrorist attack on U.S. soil when George Bush was in the White House, yet it already had one under Barack Obama. Oh, no? What about Richard Reid's shoe bomb incident? What about those two agents for El Al blown away at LAX? And most importantly, what about September 11 itself on George Bush's watch? You know, that was no dumb mistake by Giuliani. That was an outright deliberate lie. The media ought to forget about Harry Reid's off-the-cuff comments of 2 years ago and focus instead on Rudy Giuliani's big lies of today. That's my parting shot for today, folks. Don't forget, on the website, two very special things to check out at BillPressShow.com. Under today's links, a photo of the right way to approach airport security, and in the press box, the Game Changer, a big contest over at Politico with Patrick Gavin, popping champagne corks for the new year. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Steve Flynn, the new president of the Center for National Priorities, and by Terry O'Sullivan, president of the Laborers Union. Have a good one. We'll see you right here on the radio again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
There's your mop penis.
My husband's always had dark circles under his eyes. He blames his dad for that. But then his work stress and schedule made them even more noticeable. To add to the problem, he didn't want to use some fancy eye cream made for women. That's why I got him Hydralyze.
Hydralyze is a scientific breakthrough that isn't fancy, it's effective. Developed by a plastic surgeon, Hydralyze visibly erases dark circles and bags, whether they're due to heredity, aging, or fatigue. If the man in your life has dark under-eye circles or bags, do him a favor and call in the next 10 minutes for a free trial of Hydralyze. The number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyte are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyte. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Santapani. The battle over California's ban on same-sex marriage has been fought on the streets. At the ballot box and in state courts. In San Francisco, a few hours from now, the scene shifts to the federal courts.
It could be a landmark case in the ongoing battle over same-sex marriage. The case is being heard in federal court. Attorney David Boies says Prop 8 should be overturned.
This is a constitutional case, a civil rights case.
Many believe this case will eventually bring the issue of same-sex marriage before the U.S. Supreme Court. Steve Futterman, CBS News, San Francisco.
Health officials want less salt in the Big Apple. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto. How and why, Barry?
Voluntarily, Frank, food producers should cut sodium, New York City says, joining 40-plus communities and groups in a national salt reduction initiative. Restaurant industry lobbyist Rob Bookman says this isn't about what you or the chef add.
It's the hidden sodium that comes in pre-manufactured products.
Americans generally eat more salt than they should, creating problems such as high blood pressure. The city has been a leader in trying to make food healthier. Frank?
3 out of 4 Americans in a new CBS News poll say they support the use of body scanning machines at the airport to spot hidden explosives. Fewer support the use of ethnic or racial profiling.
Only half of Americans, 51%, think that subjecting people from certain racial and ethnic groups for additional security checks at airports is justified.
CBS News Director of Survey Sarah Dutton. President Obama is pushing for a second economic stimulus bill, but an Associated Press analysis finds that the first round of government spending had no impact on jobs. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
All those roads, an apparent dead end. And those bridge projects help few locals cross from the unemployment line back into work. The AP says that regardless of how little or how much stimulus spending has gone into a local economy, it's made no dent on local unemployment figures. With the Senate about to consider another $28 billion for roads and bridges, several economists are starting to ask if that money is better spent elsewhere. Frank?
Democrats would like to close the book on racially charged remarks by Senate Leader Harry Reid. Republicans say that would be hypocritical. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Republican leaders argue there's a double standard going on here, that if any of them had uttered the racial remark now attributed to Harry Reid, Democrats would be calling for their heads.
According to the authors of Game Change, Reid said then-candidate Barack Obama could be elected president because he was light-skinned and didn't have what Reid called, quote, a Negro dialect. The book goes on sale today. At the Detroit Auto Show, the automotive press has just named the Ford Fusion the 2010 Car of the Year.
Ford Fusion Hybrid. Get in and drive one.
The Ford Transit Connect won Truck of the Year honors. Just ahead of the bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
Standing next to me is power sports fanatic Larry. He has a passion for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. His second passion is saving money, so he reuses everything, including food.
You make it sound gross.
He uses fast food grease to power his car.
Everything smells like fries.
And reuses toothpaste.
It's not good if you're squeamish.
But you don't have to be like Larry, because GEICO makes it easy by helping you save on power sports insurance. To see how much you could save, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-747-0319. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The owner of a Boulder medical marijuana dispensary is calling two men who broke into his business amateurs. Pierre Werner says he caught the men inside his Dr. Reefer business early yesterday, while one of the men was at the microwave heating up a burrito that he'd taken out of the refrigerator.
These guys were such amateurs, you know, punks. Obviously, yeah, they wanted to come in, but taking a break and eating a burrito, you know, there's dumb and dumber, and then there's stupid and stupider.
Werner tells our partners at 9 News he got in a scuffle with one of the men before police arrived and arrested the suspect. The other burglar, the one with the munchies, got away. The man behind the Balloon Boy hoax goes to jail today. Richard Heaney begins serving a 90-day jail sentence in Larimer County. Despite his guilty plea and emotional apology at his sentencing, Heaney now says the incident was not a hoax. In sports, the Avs are at Calgary tonight. The Nuggets play the Timberwolves at the Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound I-25 loading up and slowing down 120th towards 84th. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s through that stretch in spots. Brakes loose for a little while, then you'll hit your brakes again coming up on 48th. We've got some delays eastbound 36 Federal towards I-25. 270 also getting busier, just getting off of I-25 as you're making your way towards Vasquez. Accident at 88th in Colorado. Outside the metro, we've got a rollover crash. This is eastbound I-70 at Floyd Hill. They should have that investigation wrapped up shortly. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild one today, temperature-wise, with a high of almost 50 degrees today. Currently, it's already 21. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you've made a New Year's resolution to save money, this is a great year to shop at King Soopers. Just look for the yellow tags store-wide for weekly specials and everyday low prices. The yellow tags mean savings, and you'll find thousands store-wide. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
...706 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It is a busy, it has been a very, very busy weekend in Colorado political news. We're going to get into all of that. Mayor John Hickenlooper. All eyes continue to be on Hickenlooper to see whether he is going to run for governor. And we're going to get into how I think the Denver Post is trying to push him into that race under some terms and some pretenses that I think should be troubling to us all. The Denver Post ran a Saturday editorial effectively endorsing Hickenlooper for governor and making some pretty nasty statements about Congressman Ed Perlmutter. We'll get into that in the 8 and 9 a.m. hour. This hour, we're going to be discussing the racial profiling issue in national security. A new poll out from CBS News just comes out today. While 3 in 4 Americans support airport body scans, just 51% saying they support added security checks for passengers from certain ethnic or racial groups. Where do you come down on that? And we discussed this a little while ago, a couple weeks ago. And I'm not just a couple weeks ago, I guess it was a week ago, time moves fast. And I said I don't think that that kind of racial profiling really works, that's really not the way to effectively secure our country. We're going to talk at 7:20 with Bruce Schneier, one of the nation's leading security experts. He's an author of a well-known book, Secrets and Lies, Digital Security in a Networked World, Beyond Fear, Thinking Sensibly About Security in an Uncertain World. He writes often for the New York Times. He had a piece in the New York Times saying that not only does racial and ethnic profiling not work to make us safer, it actually makes us less safe. So we're going to check in with him at 7:20. Wonder what your thoughts are on the issue. At 8, we're going to be joined by an Olympic gold medalist who has a new book out. He was the son of undocumented workers. He is an Olympic gold medalist in wrestling. He won that in 2008. That's at 8. At 9, the president and founder of the American Small Business League, Lloyd Chapman, about how it's time for the administration to live up to its promise to pass a windfall profits tax. The administration saying that it wouldn't support that tax, even though President Obama made that campaign pledge. It wouldn't support that tax until oil hit $80 a barrel. Well, guess what? Oil's at $80 a barrel now. Is it time for a windfall profits tax? Then, Melody Peterson at 9:30, the author of This Is Your Country on Drugs, a new book about the influence of the pharmaceutical industry on our political process. But first, again, in this hour, we're going to be discussing security and racial profiling. And I should let you know, speaking of racial issues, in the 8 a.m. hour after our interview with the Olympic gold medalist, we are going to open up a discussion about Harry Reid's controversial comments. You might have heard them over the weekend. They were comments that he had made, according to a new book, in the 2008 campaign, referring to Barack Obama as a light-skinned black man who did not have a Negro dialect. I'm quoting here. And people are calling for him to resign. There's a lot of controversy over that. Should he resign? We'll get into it at 8. But again, this first hour, security in the post-9/11 world. This weekend, just reading from Think Progress here, we've got a Republican plan on reintroducing legislation to ban and deport immigrants from quote-unquote terrorist countries. This past week, Congressman Gresham Barrett announced his intention to update and reintroduce what he calls the Stop Terrorist Entry Program Act that would prohibit the admission of aliens from countries designated as state sponsors of terrorism, as well as Yemen, to the United States. Barrett originally introduced the legislation in 2003, believes recent events have created an even greater need to, quote-unquote, secure America by amending the Immigration and Nationality Act to ban immigrants from Cuba, Iran, Sudan, Yemen, and Syria from ever stepping foot in the United States. In his statement, while President Obama may have declared an end of the war on terror, it's clear our enemies did not get the message, he says. Twice in the past 2 months, radical Islamic terrorists have attacked our nation, and the administration has failed to adapt its national security and immigration policies to counter the renewed resolve of those who seek harm to our citizens. In light of these unfortunate facts, I intend to introduce legislation that will enhance our national security. This act bars the admission of aliens from countries designated as state sponsors of terror. Now, there's a lot of things wrong with this. First and foremost, what about political refugees? Right? I mean, what about people who don't want to live in those countries and who flee here for political protection? Right? I mean, that's what this nation was originally founded on. But even setting that aside, let's get to the security issue here. Is racial profiling really the way to secure our nation? And are Republicans serious about securing our nation, or are they more serious about politicizing terrorism in the post-9/11 world? Now, before we even acknowledge that it's a post-9/11 world, remember, the Republican Party is out there now pretending that actually 9/11 didn't happen. Now, I know that sounds like a crazy thing to say, but I want you to listen to two clips of audio in the Media Matters Minute today from two leading Republicans. And then we're going to play one other after that, because I would have said that one of these was an accident, right? I would have said one or two of them, maybe an accident. But three leading Republicans now out there on television insisting that 9/11 either did not happen and certainly did not happen on President George W. Bush's watch. Right. Here's the first two from the Media Matters Minute.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. Conservative media figures have politicized the failed Christmas Day terrorist attack to criticize President Obama's handling of national security, often making false comparisons to the Bush administration. Listen to Rudy Giuliani on ABC's Good Morning America and later Dana Perino on Fox News claiming there were no domestic terror attacks under George Bush.
What he should be doing is following the right things that Bush did. One of the right things he did was treat this as a war on terror. We had no domestic attacks under Bush. We've had one under Obama.
You know, we did not have a terrorist attack on our country during President Bush's term. I hope they're not looking at this politically. I do think that we owe it to the American people to call it what it is.
In fact, there were several domestic terrorist attacks under the Bush administration, including the failed shoe bomber, the 2001 anthrax attacks, the Los Angeles airport shooting in 2002, the D.C. area sniper, the University of North Carolina shooting, and, of course, the September 11th attacks. For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
So there are two leading Republicans out in the media saying that there were no terrorist attacks on President Bush's watch. And now here was Mary Madeline, the leading Republican strategist on NBC, I think it was about a week and a half ago.
Even as a leader in this first year.
It's not just the deficits, it's the debt. It's incomprehensible. And it's the Bush bashing in perpetuity. He never gives a speech where he doesn't explicitly or implicitly look backwards. I was there. We inherited a recession from President Clinton, and we inherited the most tragic attack on our own soil in our nation's history. And President Bush dealt with it, and within a year of his presidency, at this comparable time, unemployment was at 5%.
So Mary Madeline saying that the Bush administration inherited the 9/11 attack, which of course then would beg the question, well, does that mean President Obama inherited the Christmas Day attack? I mean, isn't that the same standard? Right? I mean, Turk, you tell me, am I crazy?
If you use their logic, yes.
Right?
Then we inherited the Christmas Day attack from George W. Bush.
That's right. We inherited the Christmas Day attack from George. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
I love how Ben Fishel kind of lays it all out. You know, like the list is like six or seven.
I know. It's
attacks.
Not just 9/11. It's anthrax. It's Richard Reed.
Were they considering back when this happened, the John Lee Malvo and the D.C. sniper stuff going on? Did they consider that a terrorist attack when that was going on under Bush?
I was living in D.C. and they didn't know what it was,
right.
And they kept throwing out that it might be terrorism. Absolutely. So there's two issues going on here. One is the question of whether the Republicans are serious about national security. I clearly think that they are not. It's so funny. They're like, you know, Obama can't politicize national security. He's got to not politicize national security. Oh, and by the way, George W. Bush inherited 9/11. It's like so ridiculous, right? So clearly the Republican Party is not serious about national security. They are serious about trying to politicize national security. But the policy question is whether the Obama administration, in trying to deal politically with the Republicans and deal substantively with the question of security, whether it is politicizing the issue itself by sort of playing into what the Republicans seem to want, which is racial profiling. We've got this congressman now introducing legislation to ban immigrants from a certain set of countries. We've got these new airport regulations where people from different countries, specific countries, will be subjected to enhanced screening techniques. Is the Obama administration trying to appease an unappeasable right wing? And do the policies, this policy of racial and ethnic and national profiling at airports, does that actually make us more safe? 51% of Americans in a new poll say no, it probably won't make us more safe, and they don't support it. No, excuse me, 51% support racial and ethnic profiling, say it might make us more safe. 38% say it won't make us more safe. After the break, one of the nation's leading experts on security, the author of the book Beyond Fear, Thinking Sensibly About Security in an Uncertain World, he argued over the weekend in the New York Times that not only will racial and ethnic profiling at airports not make us more safe, it'll actually make us less safe. So stick around after a traffic update from John Turk.
Well, we do have a few accidents around the metro if you're getting started this morning. Really brutal coming in on 285. Got a crash eastbound side east of Parmalee Gulch. Also a crash eastbound I-70 at Floyd Hill. Around the metro, 88th and Colorado, the scene of a new accident, as well as one on eastbound Turnpike at Table Mesa. Tough getting into Boulder, or out of Boulder, towards Westminster right now. Your forecast today, sunny and warm, a high around 52 degrees. Actually could stay in the 50s most of this week until Thursday morning. That's where we could get some snow, but not much accumulation. Our current downtown temperature is 27 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Drive.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And they offer vegan and vegetarian menus. Visit one of their two great locations, in Arvada on Ralston Road and Old Wadsworth, and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakandYeti.com.
I'm from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo. I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
It's time to buy that boat. Bring the family to the Denver Boat Show at the Colorado Convention Center this weekend. See hundreds of new boats and the latest in boating accessories. Don't miss the Tiki Party Friday and Saturday nights, sponsored by your neighborhood Toyota stores. Discount tickets available at denverboatshow.com. Life is better with a boat.
You are not eligible for the free two-week trial. Again, this is a free weight loss trial from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Anyone who is concerned about their weight may call now for a free two-week trial of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And they offer vegan and vegetarian menus. Visit one of their two great locations, in Arvada on Ralston Road in Old Wadsworth and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakAndYeti.com.
It's time to buy that boat. Bring the family to the Denver Boat Show at the Colorado Convention Center this weekend. See hundreds of new boats and the latest in boating accessories. Don't miss the Tiki Party Friday and Saturday nights, sponsored by your neighborhood Toyota stores. Discount tickets available at denverboatshow.com. Life is better with a boat.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Hartman Program, the Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld. Remember him? Legacy continues. Two more ex-Blackwater guards were just indicted on murder charges in connection with the death of two Afghans last year. Award-winning independent investigative journalist Jeremy Scahill will be here with all the details. Plus, are we in a double-dip recession, or is prosperity in the form of globalization just around the corner?
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody. He's got a case of the Mundus.
7:21 here on Monday, January 11th, going up into the 50s. Yes, the 50s. Psyched about that. So the question is, a new poll out, 51% of Americans saying that they support racial and ethnic profiling in the wake of the Christmas attempted terrorist attack. We played for you some clips before the break of Republicans out there now denying that 9/11 happened on George Bush's watch. The Obama administration, I think, is sort of reacting to that in a kind of political way, trying to appease the right by moving forward this new policy that would subject citizens from 14 specific countries to quote-unquote enhanced screening techniques. You've got a Republican congressman now proposing to ban immigration to this country from anybody who's from a series of some of these same countries. When you take the politics out of it, is this policy really a policy that can work? Does racial and ethnic profiling actually make us safer? Bruce Schneier is one of the nation's leading security experts. He's the author of the 2003 book Beyond Fear, Thinking Sensibly About Security in an Uncertain World. It's a fantastic, fantastic book that I have read. He's also a regular column writer for Wired Magazine. You can find his website at www.schneier, that's S-C-H-N-E-I-E-R.com. He wrote in the New York Times last week on their website about whether this makes us safer. And, Bruce, I'll just let you tell us what you think. I'll let you lay out your argument. Does racial and ethnic profiling make us any safer from terrorism?
It doesn't. And the reason is it's a little bit counterintuitive, but it's important to understand. The problem is whenever you design two ways through security, right, an easy way where regular people go, and a harder way where people who are from certain countries go. It is enhanced screening of whatever it is. You invite the bad guys to take the easy way. So unless your profile is perfect, which of course it isn't, the terrorists will figure out how to not be in the line for enhanced screening. So you're really saying we're going to screen these people less. And as counterintuitive as it seems, you're better off screening people randomly. Even though you occasionally screen a grandma or a kid, you are more secure by screening randomly than having a criteria by which you screen.
Now, you cite here, I'm looking at a study that you cite, and it's on your website at schneier.com. You cite, there's a study here that's released by the Proceedings of the National Academies of Science that actually tried to put numbers to this and actually found that statistically, racial profiling is no more effective than a random screen. Is that because of the dynamic that you lay out?
No. What I'm laying out is sort of an adaptive dynamic. Right, the terrorists are not idiots. If you screen people from 14 countries, they're going to buy their ticket from a 15th country. So, statisticians looked at basically the incidence of terrorism. So terrorism is so rare amongst the population that the odds of catching someone through screening is so low that doing it randomly is no less effective than doing profiling. You know, and people say that it's Muslim men from 18 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to remember, even in the last, 10 years, the shoe bomber Richard Reed was British with a Jamaican parent. Jose Padilla, the dirty bomber.
Right.
He was a Hispanic. One of the London 7-7 bombers was Jamaican. Not Jamaican, I'm sorry. He was from the Caribbean somewhere. We have a Nigerian here. You have to remember Timothy McVeigh was an American. The Unabomber was American. We have all these examples of non-traditional, what we think of as the people we would profile. And terrorists do try to pick people from other countries. There was an incident on El Al, which a couple of decades ago, where a young Irish girlfriend was the unsuspecting carrier of a bomb on the airplane. We've had terrorism in South America in the past decade, where someone dressed as a priest. So you can't profile the Chechens. Two Russian planes were downed by Chechen terrorists who were women.
Well, what's the answer in your mind?
The answer is, if you're doing screening, and if you're going to do enhanced screening, you need to do it randomly. Then, in fact, you're more secure if you do it. Yeah, and that has added benefits as well. We actually need certain ethnicities on our side in this battle. Right? The Christmas Day bomber, his father turned him in. Now that his entire country has been stigmatized with additional screening, would he do that again? Would a colleague of his do that?
Right. You're saying what's the incentive now for people in those countries to help us? The average person on the street, if they see that our reaction is to basically give their entire country the big middle finger.
Right. Those countries and other countries, too. What about a country not on that list? Right. You were lucky enough to avoid that list.
Right.
Are you going to be the person in your country that's going to get you on that list?
Right.
And you going to inform on somebody? I mean, this seems like a disaster. We really need the world on our side, and penalizing hundreds of thousands or millions, I don't know how many people from these countries fly into America every year, of innocents in some sort of misguided attempt to catch the terrorists. It's going to do us more harm than good.
Well, let's step back here for a second. And again, on the line with us, Bruce Schneier. He's one of the nation's leading security experts. His 2003 book, Beyond Fear, Thinking Sensibly About Security in an Uncertain World. Do you think that let's depoliticize it? Obama administration, Bush administration, forget it. Let's just say the last 5-6 years, have we done a decent job of securing, for instance, our aviation system? Because at some level, you could say, well, no, that we've gotten these couple of incidents. But then you could also say, well, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of flights that land and take off every week, and there's only been a handful of what you might call attempts or serious problems. Where do you come down on that question?
It's a little complicated. So I believe that pre-9/11 security is fine, and pretty much everything after that we've done has been a waste of money. So I think we do a fine job securing our airlines. What you're talking about, that there are very few incidents, is because terrorist attacks are very, very rare. Against the U.S. since 9/11, we've seen two. Right? Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, this guy, the underwear bomber, both failed. Both failed because of pre-9/11 security. And everything else, we're wasting our money focusing on airlines. We can better spend that on intelligence and investigation. To the extent our airlines are safer, it's because of not security at the airports, but intelligence and investigation, security before the terrorists even get to the airports.
Well, I mean, there is a case to be made. Don't you think there's a case to be made that with Reed and with the underwear bomber, the Christmas Day bomber, and I don't know the chronology of this, but they were on lists, and the problem was not that we didn't know who they were. The problem was, for some reason, that information, that security information, was not operationalized.
Right, and that's the intelligence investigation issue. It didn't matter if they were at the airport, if they were arrested for speeding, or what happened. The fact that information didn't move around to the right people, to the extent there was a failure, that was it. And, you know, it's very hard to judge intelligence failures after the fact. You know, we all talk about connecting the dots now. It's our new phrase. But after the fact, it's really easy to connect the dots.
Okay, so if you were the Homeland Security Secretary and you had a budget of, I don't know, whatever the Homeland Security budget is, a big budget, what would Homeland Security Secretary Bruce Schneier do in the wake of the Christmas Day attempted terrorist attack?
So here's the rub, right? You'd say, let's get politics out of it and talk about security. But it turns out you can't. You know, I mean, what I would recommend as a security guy,
right,
which is bring airport security back to pre-9/11 levels and take all of that extra money and put it in investigation and intelligence, do things that the voters can't see, I'd be laughed out of the cabinet meeting.
Now that's a fascinating point. You're saying that in some ways, if I hear you right, that a lot of the money that we've spent on the things that people can see at the airports, you know, the new machines, the wanding, the more people at the security checkpoint, that is done for the optics of politics?
Mostly it is. And if you think about it, when people are scared, and people were scared, you know, after Richard Reed, after the Christmas bomber, definitely after 9/11, you know, people want something to be done. And what people are afraid of is not the risk of terrorism. They're afraid of the story of 9/11, the story of the shoe bomber, the story of terrorists with crop dusters and scuba gear, if you remember some of the stories after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And people want the story to go away. So security measures that directly address the story is what people want. Politicians need, and you said it in your intro, need to look strong. Now, they can't get up and say, you know, this is a bad thing that happened, and we're going to do nothing. We're going to do things behind the scenes that you can't tell. Just don't worry. Right? A politician can't say that. And, you know, something must be done. Here's something, therefore we must do it, is the philosophy you tend to get.
What is investigation, when you say investigation and intelligence, I mean, what is that in the nuts and bolts of it? What does that mean?
Well, it means funding intelligence investigation agencies. I mean, the nuts and bolts are generally classified. You can see the results sometimes. The arrest of the liquid bombers in London was a great example of that. They were arrested in their London apartments. It didn't matter if they were using liquids or solids or powders. It didn't matter if they were targeting airports or shopping malls or crowded movie theaters. They were arrested. So there's an example of intelligence and investigation working.
Would you be concerned, and should Americans be concerned, that if that was the way that we went, there would be some civil liberties questions raised about where we've been? I mean, I'll ask the question here. I'll throw this out as an example. Where did you come down? What were your feelings when you heard, for instance, about the warrantless wiretapping and data mining operation or alleged data mining operation during the Bush administration?
Yeah, I mean, sadly, more waste of money. I mean, intelligence investigation doesn't mean broad surveillance. It means following the leads, right? Following up on who, where terrorist money is moving, who's a terrorist. You don't find them by dumping a huge pile of hay into your hopper and looking for the few needles. You find them by pulling tails, the kind of stuff you'd see in spy movies or on television, traditional policing.
I mean, the assumption that you're making, which I agree with, is that most of the people at the center of all of these events, these terrorist attempts, successful or otherwise, most of these people were people or are people who you didn't need to have to do a search for a needle in the haystack. I mean, these were people who, for various reasons, if there were more targeted resources for targeted intelligence, you probably would have been able to find. In fact, the last two in the aviation system, we had the information on them. We just didn't use that information. So I guess the question becomes: is there any chance in your mind when you, I mean, you talk to security people out there in politics and inside of government and outside of politics and government. I mean, is there any chance that the paradigm will shift where we will become a smarter country in terms of having a politics, developing a politics that allows us to actually be more pragmatic about security policy?
Yeah, it's possible. I was actually very pleasantly surprised by Obama's speech on Thursday, where he focused on the intelligence failures and reforming that, and said, you know, not to spend too much effort on the detailed technologies that will protect against the story, the full-body scanners. Right? Homeland Security Secretary said the same thing. So it seems like, and I was quite surprised, I didn't expect it at all, that we might see some of these sorts of reforms. It's going to come slowly. And again, to your point, you know, doing things like warrantless eavesdropping, where we're eavesdropping on everybody, looking for, you know, random things that might be a plot. I mean, until we've investigated all of the tips, you know, that seems like a waste of time. You know, the no-fly list we talk about, I mean, think of what it is. It's a list of people who are so dangerous, not allowed to fly under any circumstances, yet so innocent we can't arrest them. I mean, this is nonsense. Take the list, go down it, investigate all these people.
Right. So
then find new people to investigate.
Right. So you're saying if we had gone through all the leads, if we had operationalized all the information that we had, then maybe you'd want to. Maybe then you could say, okay, we still got a problem. Maybe then we could look at warrantless wiretapping. But until then, you know, we haven't done all the things that we should be doing. And my last question for you. So if I hear you right, I mean, you don't think that the full body scanning issue. You don't think that is, forget about it, whether it's inappropriate or in terms of what the screeners can actually see on your body. You're saying as a security measure, you don't think that that's a very good use of resources.
It's a terrible use of resources as a security measure, simply because it only protects if you happen to guess the next plot correctly. I mean, think about it. We spent who knows how much screening shoes, and the next plot wasn't shoes. Then we spend so much screening liquids, and the next plot wasn't liquids. Now we're going to spend so much money screening full bodies, and the next plot's not going to be full body. It's going to be something else. Right? This is a stupid game. This is a game where we make money and the terrorists win. Right? At the details of the tactic or the target is not where we can fight effectively. Right? We have to fight in the areas where we have a natural advantage, and that's intelligence and investigation.
Bruce Schneier, he's the author of Beyond Fear, Thinking Sensibly About Security in an Uncertain World. Again, the book, Beyond Fear, Thinking Sensibly About Security in an Uncertain World. His website, Schneier.com, Schneier.com. Bruce, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
Again, Bruce Schneier, find his website, Schneier.com, and he opens up a question. What did you think about Bruce Schneier's argument? Do you think that racial and ethnic and national profiling at our airports, as just one example, makes us less safe? He's saying he thinks it does make us less safe. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Or instant messages, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We've got our must-read of the day of clips of Republicans denying that 9/11 ever happened on George W. Bush's watch. Incredible. They're clearly not serious about securing our country. A new poll out today says 51% of Americans are for racial and ethnic profiling. A new Republican congressman is introducing legislation saying America will not allow anybody from a select number of countries that he thinks are terrorist countries. No immigrants at all can come into this country at all from those countries. And some of them will even be deported. What do you think about that? Is this the way to secure our country? To go down the ethnic and national and racial profiling path. 303-713-7600 will get to your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Stop and go, usual spots on southbound I-25, 120th to 84th Avenue. Pretty long stretch there, again, from 48th to Spear as you're getting into downtown, showing speeds in the teens and 20s. Crash on 285 eastbound around Parmalee Gulch. That's causing it some difficulties getting out of Conifer into Denver this morning. Also got a crash up in the high country eastbound I-70 at Floyd Hill. Back in the metro, new crash at 72nd and Federal. One in the cleanup phase at 88th and Colorado. Same deal on the turnpike eastbound. Had a single vehicle crash at Table Mesa. Forecast, mostly sunny, dry, warm, highs in the low 50s. Right now, 29 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you sell your gold through the mail to some out-of-town stranger, you're getting ripped off. Take it to Fast Cash, and you'll get 40% more in cash and on the spot. Want to get what your gold's really worth? Get a quote from Fast Cash before you sell. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Hi, this is Dave Logan, speaking for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Colorectal cancer is now the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. However, it can be prevented with a screening test that finds and removes small growths in the colon called polyps before they become cancerous. Men and women 50 and older should talk to their doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-227-7914.
The month to lower your mortgage balance, thereby lowering the interest you pay, so you can shorten your mortgage by years without changing your spending habits. It's the best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
We talk a lot about on this show about health care, and one of the things that people don't remember, I think, when you think about health care is dental care. And finding a good dentist is one of those things that requires a good recommendation. Well, here's a recommendation, a sponsor of the AM 760 Morning Show. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles provide all of your dental needs in one location in Boulder. They provide more than just a beautiful smile. They help you maintain a healthy mouth. Some services they offer: invisible braces, all porcelain crowns, Incredible Smiles veneers, laser cleanings, even sleep studies and solutions for snorers. I took this sleep test. You bring this headset back to your house, real simple. You don't got to go to a hospital. You don't have to have all these wires coming out of you. You put the headset on, then you come home and you sleep, and then you go over to Lori's office. You give her the information up there. They tell you how you sleep, how you can improve your sleep, and if you need any kind of dental procedures that can actually fix any kind of breathing or snoring problem you have. I know, I said, I can't believe snoring has anything to do with dentistry, but I tell you something, it definitely, definitely does. Give Lori and the team at Incredible Smiles a call, 303-77-SMILE. Again, 303-77-SMILE. Now through January 31st, receive $500. $500 off invisible braces, 303-77-SMILE. 303-77-SMILE. Call Incredible Smiles today. Tell them Sirota sent you. You won't regret it.
With banks crumbling, retirement savings being depleted, and the economy in turmoil, there has never been a more important time to have gold on hand. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of classic gold coins, all uncirculated and more than 100 years old. For free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-300-5798. During the Great Depression, people kept precious metals and gold coins tucked away. No one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. Nowadays, most of us have never seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a secret hoard of gleaming U.S. gold coins was discovered, all uncirculated and minted between 1866 and 1933. The New York Mint will be releasing these coins to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't be without gold. While you still can, call for free historical information and the free collector's DVD. 1-800-300-5798. Again, 1-800-300-5798.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-749-7870. 1-800-749-7870. Call now. 1-800-749-7870. 1-800-749-7870.
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
744 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is Monday, January 11th. We just heard from one of the nation's leading security experts saying racial and ethnic profiling at airports will not make us safer. In fact, it'll make us less safe because we are telling terrorists, find people, find terrorists who are from not from the 14 countries that will be subjected to enhanced screening techniques. We are giving away our strategies in public. That's what Bruce Schneier argues. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Beyond the morality, or as I see it, the immorality of profiling people by their nationality. Beyond that issue, do you think it makes us safer? A new poll out says 51% of Americans say they support racial and ethnic profiling at airports. The Republican Party simultaneously insisting that 9/11 didn't happen. No terrorist attacks happened under George Bush's watch. Of course, there was the 9/11 attack. There was the Richard Reid attack. We've got a post on our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. The must-read of the day shows you all of those clips. Now you've got a Republican congressman saying he's going to introduce legislation banning immigrants from any of the same countries that are on this terrorist watch list as state sponsors of terrorism. Is this the way to make our country safer? 303-713-7600. Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM760.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Morning.
I just found it interesting listening to your last caller about how he was speaking of intelligence and that's the route we ought to go. And I wholly support that. And yet, on the other hand, I have to fall back to hardening the target of an airport just to, you know what, to make it a little bit safer. But I want to go back to the other part about the intelligence side. It's kind of hard to get intelligence, this needle in the haystack theory, when everything that we do to gather intelligence is either deemed, you know what, not above the law, beyond the law. We have an 18-page report out from interrogation techniques, which we have given to the terrorists on everything we do. And if you've read that interrogation technique report, it tells you in the report that these, you know, anybody interrogating Al-Qaeda suspects or whoever cannot hurt them. It outlines every detail. These people are just laughing at us, just going, you're giving us all the information we need to work against you. And, oh, by the way, when you get caught on the battlefields, there's a booping on your throat saying, hey, what's going on here? You know, where are your buddies at? And, no, we're going to brandize and bring them over here and try them. This intelligence thing, no wonder there's a gap, because our intelligence community is going, what's going on? I am not going to get stabbed in the back by, you know what, my own hierarchy. And it's put them in a daze. No wonder they aren't sharing information.
Well, Steve, there's a couple things with this. First and foremost, the fact is that on the people that we've been talking about who committed these high-profile attempts, we had the intelligence. So your idea that we don't have the intelligence or that we didn't have the intelligence is silly because we did have the intelligence. Richard Reid was on a watch list and was rejected from going on a plane. I think it was once or twice at least. The Christmas bomber was clearly on a watch list, and we simply didn't use the intelligence. So your whole idea that we're not even getting the intelligence that we need is not borne out by the very facts of the terrorist attempts that just happened. Secondly, the other point of this is, as far as I can tell, what has been put out there is simply in terms of reporting and analysis of different interrogation tactics is a reiteration of what is legal and not legal. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't see anything wrong with simply having it be public about what is allowed and not allowed. I don't think that gives away anything. And this whole idea that if we try people, try the
let's say the underwear bomber in criminal court. I mean, this, what the right is doing is equating trying people in criminal court with letting them off. And last I checked, our prison system is teeming, literally overflowing with people. We do not have a problem in this country where the criminal justice system isn't locking up enough people. So this idea that trying these attempted or alleged or accused terrorists in criminal court is somehow weakening us or somehow endangering us, I mean, that is, I just find that absolutely absurd.
Are you still hanging up on me? Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I got a chance to rebut that. Well, let me tell you, have you read the memorandum that came out on enhanced interrogation?
I have not read it, no.
Okay, well, it just basically says, you know what, you cannot slap them, you cannot...
Yeah, but what's wrong with that? That's not allowed. That's not legal under our laws. What's wrong with simply reiterating that?
It's a combatant. We're talking about field maneuvers where... Okay, you cannot hurt their neck. You got to put a towel around them. I understand all that, but do you need to publish it? Because these guys out on the field, and I'll get back to the larger point in a second, but these guys out on the field are going, well, you know what? They aren't going to do anything to us. Why should we give up anything? Why should we say anything? And when it comes to the broader spectrum of, you know what, sharing information, I want to go back to the same point. So many of our guys that are out in the field actually are operatives, our own operatives, you know what, are going, well, geez, if I get some information and you know what, they deem it something, I'm going to end up 2 years in prison. We're hamstringing ourselves.
You know what, Steve?
And,
I mean,
let me make one more point, and then I'm done. Let me just make one more
go
point,
ahead.
Please. Thanks, Dave. I really appreciate it. Excuse me, I'm coming into the airport, too. I didn't want to hit that car. The other thing is, when Obama, for instance, comes over and says, okay, we're going to put them in the civil courts of the United States. However, they will be found guilty. I mean, give me a break. You can't honestly say that we are doing ourselves any good doing any of this except spending $600 million or whatever.
Steve, I'm gonna stop you there because we got to get a break. And you seem to me to be a person who does not really think that we are a nation of laws. You seem to be a person who thinks that we should be a nation of an authoritarian and have no laws and allow and basically not be a democracy. I mean, it's actually stunning. You have really articulated the sort of lawless, rogue, authoritarian streak in American politics, that we should just have no laws, that our interrogators should be able to do whatever they want, no matter what, under no regulations whatsoever, that our criminal courts are in the business of simply letting everybody go free, even though we've got an overflowing prison system. This idea that our criminal justice system, if these people are so guilty, if they are as guilty, as so obviously guilty as you say they are, why are you so afraid to put them on trial? Why are you so afraid? You have no answer to that. It's because you are an authoritarian. You want to live in a country where there's a dictator. And typically people like you want to live in a country where the dictator is a white person who wants to throw as many dark-skinned Arab, Muslim, Black, and Hispanics in prison. That's typically what the authoritarian streak in this country wants. And I believe we live in a nation of laws, not a nation of men. A nation of laws, not a nation of dictators. Steve, thanks for the debate. Thanks for the call. 752 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Does racial and ethnic profiling make us safer? More after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, 225 really full for us this morning. Both directions beginning at Parker Road. This probably doesn't help that they have some construction going on Dam Road. That's going to be closed down till the 17th of January. Stop and go on eastbound 285, getting out of Morrison, in between Conifer and Morrison, got a crash there around Parma Lee Gulch. Also stop and go Wadsworth to 25 on eastbound 6th Avenue. One surface street accident, 72nd and Federal. Forecast, sunny and warm again with a high of 52. Right now we're at 29 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today at Safeway, you'll find thousands of new everyday low prices on the things you use every day. Now get everything on your list, all at the price you need. That's their promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Turn right and 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Live from Progressive.
Next on the line is Jake.
Hey, Flo. Years ago, I just went with my dad's auto insurance company. Could I be paying too much?
Maybe. But when we compare Progressive Direct rates to other top companies, you could save hundreds.
Hundreds!
Hundreds!
Hundreds! Is there an echo in here?
Compare and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
A little bit ago, and now they're just basically neutral, David. And, again, the markets have had such a heck of a run this year already, or last year already, toward the end of the year, through March through the end of the year. I think the market's running out of steam and is going to have some challenges here. And if you are not properly positioned in this market, shame on you, because there's lots of information out there. If you want some help with that, give us a holler at Presidential Brokerage. We'll help you. 303-694-1600 is the number. The Dow is just down about 1 point right now. The Nasdaq's down a point. The S&P's up a point, and the Russell's up a point. So very, very sloppy start to the week. And as the week moves throughout, as we get closer to the end of the week, we get a lot more economic news, and it's going to really have some major effect on the markets, and earnings are starting to come out. So anyway, be on top of your finances. We can help you at Presidential.
See, and there's the thing. Presidential Brokerage were willing to tell you, willing to come on the air and say the market is going to have some trouble, not just sort of propagandizing about how great the market is. It's time for you to get a strategy. 303-694-1600. Presidential Brokerage, they'll give you the real clues, the real honesty on what's going on in the markets. Hey, Mike, good to talk to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, David, thank you.
The results are truly amazing. Ovation Cell Therapy has helped tens of thousands of people just like you stop dry, brittle, damaged hair and grow thicker, stronger, longer hair faster, up to twice as fast.
I've definitely seen a difference in the amount of hair I lose every time I shampoo. There's a significant change. Even my hairdresser has noticed a difference. She said that my hair looks much healthier and stronger. Thank you for making a great product. I would highly recommend it to everyone.
I finally found a shampoo and conditioner that cleans my hair thoroughly but gently. My hair is much softer and more manageable. The product smells fantastic.
These survey responses are from people just like you sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed. Seed.
Food for thought from Farmers. Farmers Insurance was founded in 1928, a year before the crash. Back then, when others paid claims with IOUs, we paid cash. For over 80 years now, we followed a conservative investment approach. We don't invest in junk bonds or financial derivatives. We are Farmers Insurance, and we are over 15,000 agents strong. To find an agent near you, visit Farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance, and be ready for tomorrow.
It's time to buy that boat. Bring the family to the Denver Boat Show at the Colorado Convention Center this weekend. See hundreds of new boats and the latest in boating accessories. Don't miss the Tiki Party Friday and Saturday nights, sponsored by your neighborhood Toyota stores. Discount tickets available at DenverBoatShow.com. Life is better with a boat.
77 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Racial and ethnic profiling, do you think it makes us safer? We heard from a security expert who said it does not. A new poll out says Americans, 51%, think it does. Jeff in Conifer. Jeff, you're on AM760. You got about 1 minute. Fire away.
Yeah, I'm a captain for a major airline here in Denver. I just, I've been a commercial pilot for over 30 years, and I just think that we've got to get back to basics on security. These guys, every time we come up with mood security, in other words, we can try to read their mood. If they're happy, we let them go through. We harden cockpit doors, et cetera, et cetera. If we look at in Israel, and I'm not sure what all they do, but they do it well because they haven't had the problems we've had. I've seen over the years things. We're always responding to these guys. And to take it back to a basic level, if we have a German Shepherd at a checkpoint at the airport, these dogs are wonderful. They can sniff things.
Well, and you know, you've said it right about what we could do and what we're not doing, what El Al does and what it doesn't do. And that's an intelligence focus. And you're somebody who flies every day, so you got a lot of credibility for it. Hey, man, thanks for the call. All right, stick around. More after the national news.
Attention, KKZN listeners. Here's an important announcement on identity theft from Police Chief Joe DeLaTorante.
As a police chief, identity theft was always a problem, but never at this level. The New York Times reported the theft of over 130 million credit and debit cards. And with potentially millions of stolen cards hitting the internet, maybe mine, I didn't want to risk it. I signed up for LifeLock. And you should too. Why risk suffering identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you? You don't need to be a police chief to know that credit monitoring alone doesn't protect you, let alone help repair the damage after your identity or credit cards are stolen. Learn why this police chief chose LifeLock.
KKZN listeners, call now and mention Radio 10 to receive an additional 10% off. That's like 1 month free. Call 1-800-567-5594. 1-800-567-5594. That's 1-800-567-5594. 1-800-567-5594.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. High blood pressure, heart disease, strokes. Health officials say people who take in too much sodium are at risk for all of the above. Now, New York City, which has been at the forefront on healthy eating, is trying to nudge food companies and restaurants to cut sodium content by about 25%. Some New Yorkers say that's a good idea. Some don't.
I don't think that they should have any say in it.
It's a great idea to cut off the salt because a lot of people are getting a high blood pressure.
The industry lobbyist Rob Bookman says restaurants are okay with the effort because it is voluntary.
It's the right way for government to work with industry. It's voluntary. It creates goals over many years.
Nutritionist Marion Nessel says the plan doesn't begin to go far enough.
The salt problem is really enormous as our population ages. People are more and more at risk for high blood pressure, and salt is a very big factor.
The automotive press believes Ford really does have a better idea. CBS's Jeff Gilbert has the story from the Detroit Auto Show.
Are we excited?
No. We are.
Yeah.
Ford celebrating a rare double win. The Fusion Hybrid named North American Car of the Year, the Transit Connect Truck of the Year. Ford President of the Americas, Mark Fields.
I think we're headed in the right direction, and we're just so pleased, but we're going to continue to keep our noses to the grindstone.
The Transit Connect winning over the Subaru Outback and Chevy Equinox's Truck of the Year. Ford's Focus Hybrid beating out the Buick LaCrosse and VW Golf as Car of the Year. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
General Motors says it may reopen some factories because it can't produce certain cars and trucks fast enough. The White House is trying to stamp out a political brush fire. CBS's Peter Mayer tells us the controversy involves Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid's racially insensitive remarks about President Obama.
The White House hopes presidential forgiving means quickly forgetting the Harry Reid quote. It is eager for action on health care reform and other issues. CBS News Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer says Reid could still pay a political price.
I think that Reid will survive as the Democratic leader in the Senate. However, this is going to make it much harder for him to be reelected out in Nevada.
Reid rejects Republican calls for him to resign. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Federal court in San Francisco begins hearing arguments today on the legality of California's ban on same-sex marriage. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
It's the first time the federal courts will look at an issue which state court judges have struggled with and disagreed about for years. So it's an important case, especially in the development of a factual record for whatever comes next in the battle.
Just in, former NBA star Jason Williams has pleaded guilty to assault in connection with a shooting death of his limousine driver in 2002. The man who admits killing a Wichita abortion doctor is scheduled to go on trial at this hour. In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down about 2.5 points. This is CBS News.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet? Done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
These days, everyone has an opinion. It's so hard to get two people to agree on anything that when you find 1 million people who agree, it's kind of surprising. Well, 1 million small business owners have agreed to trust their payroll to Intuit Payroll. 1 million. That's more than any other payroll provider. They make it so easy to create your paychecks. You just type in the hours and Intuit Payroll does the rest. So, go ahead. You've got a million reasons to give them a shot. Get a 30-day free trial of Intuit Online Payroll at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The balloon boy dad goes to jail this morning. Richard Heaney begins serving 30 days behind bars in Fort Collins with another 60 days of work release to follow. Heaney pleaded guilty but spent last week proclaiming his innocence, telling a number of media outlets the incident was not a hoax. Republicans and Democrats are still waiting for a yay or a nay from Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper. President Obama called the mayor yesterday, urging him to run for governor. The governor's seat is up for grabs after Governor Bill Ritter announced last week he would not seek re-election. One man is in jail. Police are looking for another after an early morning break-in at a medical marijuana dispensary in Boulder. Owner Pierre Werner was sleeping inside his Dr. Reefer business when a noise woke him up.
I come around one of the corners, and one of them is standing there making himself a microwavable burrito.
Werner tells our partners at 9 News he got into a scuffle with one of the men. Police arrived and arrested 23-year-old Robert Grant. The burrito eater got away. In sports, the Avs are at Calgary tonight. The Nuggets play at home against the Timberwolves. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a busy drive as you're out and about. Northbounders on 225, you're really feeling it on that approach to Parker Road towards Alameda. Speeds will dip down into the teens through that stretch. We're also seeing things load up and slow down westbound I-70, just getting off of 225 as you're making that approach to 270. Southbound I-25, busy downtown. The sun's coming up and speeds are dropping a bit on C-470. Pretty much Lucent taking you all the way up towards I-25. Again, speeds are going to drop through that stretch. Now, as far as crashes go, haven't really had too many of those on the metro highways, but outside the city limits, we're getting word of a new wreck. This is northbound I-25 right around Larkspur. Sounds like a car and a deer met up. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of about 48, maybe even almost 50 degrees, currently 24. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Today at Safeway, you'll find thousands of new, everyday low prices on the things you use every day. Now get everything on your list, all at the price you need. That's their promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Why has nobody pointed out that the Bush administration had even more intelligence and far more warnings that 9/11 was coming and did nothing?
The Tom Hartman Program.
In fact, they stood down our forces on 9/11. George Bush took the longest vacation in the history of the presidency, and even after that, refused to go back to Washington, D.C. He was afraid to go back because he had all these warnings that Washington, D.C. was going to be hit by Al-Qaeda.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
8:07 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're going to shift gears here now. We've been talking about racial and ethnic profiling in our airports for the first hour. And we heard from a security expert who said that that idea is going to make us actually less safe. And we're going to get into a discussion about Harry Reid's controversial, and that's putting it mildly, controversial comments. But first, on the line with us is the author of the new book, American Victory, Wrestling Dreams and a Journey Toward Home. Henry Cejudo is an Olympic gold medalist. He won an Olympic gold medal in wrestling in Beijing in 2008. He is the son of Mexican undocumented immigrants, and this is a new book that's out just now, and he's going to be down, I believe, in Colorado Springs Saturday, January 9th, and he will be at the Tattered Cover tomorrow tomorrow night at the Tattered Cover on Colfax. Henry, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell us your story here. So you were the son, you are the son of Mexican immigrants, and I hope I got it right. Were your parents, were they documented or undocumented immigrants when they came here?
Oh, no, they're undocumented.
So you have won now a gold medal on behalf of your country, of the United States, having come here with parents who came here in an undocumented way. Tell us how what it was like to grow up and become such a high-profile sports athlete as the son of parents who didn't have, who weren't here in a documented way?
Well, you know, I think it's just, you know, it's a very tough upbringing, you know, having parents that came from Mexico and having, you know, having low paid jobs and being raised by a single mother was tough. So as you can see, you know, I'm one of seven kids raised by her and I'm one of the youngest, actually, I'm the youngest. So I got beat up from everybody, from my sister to my brother to my sister to my brother.
When you started competing in wrestling, I mean, you went all the way to the Olympic gold medal in Beijing. When you began competing in wrestling, were there any I guess obstacles or difficulties in the fact that you were the son of undocumented immigrants?
Oh, absolutely. You know, especially after winning a gold medal, you know, people, you know, I'm very prideful. I'm a very patriotic person. You know, I love America. I am American. I just happen to have, you know, my Mexican heritage. My Mexican roots are in Mexico. I tell everybody, you know, I'm American. That's what I try to live by. And that's why the book is called American Victory.
How did you get into wrestling? I mean, how did you choose wrestling? I mean, out of all the athletics, what led you to wrestling?
That is just a one-on-one combat. You know, we played soccer growing up, and it was just, you know, we lost as a team, and it was just like, I hated to lose. So I just figured, you know what? Having a one-on-one combat, it's you know, it's up to you. It's you on the mat, it's you in the ring, and that's all there is to it. If you lose, you lost, you know. Not to blame on nobody else.
And you are, I'm reading here, you were the youngest person to win the gold medal in wrestling in Olympic history, the youngest person to do that. I mean, that is amazing. What do you hope that people get out of your book? And let me just remind folks, if you want to meet Henry, the Olympic gold medalist, he's going to be at the Tattered Cover tomorrow on Colfax at 7:30. He'll also be down at the Colorado Springs Borders on January 9th at 2 p.m. What do you hope people get out of your new book, American Victory?
Now, you know, it's hopefully, you know, they realize, you know, that how great this country is. You know, it's America. It's the land of opportunity, you know, the freedom of speech, you know, everything that's involved in America. I think people take it for granted. I've had a chance to travel to, you know, 20 different countries, and there's no other country that I'll run to, you know, besides America. You know, this is my home, and, you know, most importantly, people need to follow their dreams.
Do you?
So we'll get into some of the obstacles that I've had to overcome as a child, through drugs, through gangs, through violence, and you know, became the best in the world. So,
there's a debate, obviously, in this country that continues to go on about immigration, and I wonder, you know, when you hear that debate, and when you hear how nasty that debate has become at times, I wonder what your thoughts are on that. I mean, does it make you disappointed? Does it make you lose a little bit of faith in the country? How do you feel when you turn on a radio or you turn on a television and you see so many people bashing immigrants?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, actually, right after winning the Olympics, and, you know, this is actually in a book, I was actually listening to a radio show, and they're actually saying, you know, deport Henry's mom, and, you know, he's an anchor baby. You know, with all this negativity, you know, I tell people, you know, this, you know, you would be crazy not to come to this country. You know, it's the best country in the world, and it's, you know, it's people come here for a better life, and they have to understand that, you know, the strong will get here somehow, you know, no matter how much you patrol the borders, no matter how high the fence is, people know how precious this country is, and my mother and my father did the right thing there. Even though they did it, you know, undocumented, but hey, who knows? You might have the only Olympic champ, in the U.S. for any combat sport. So,
Were your parents worried at all that as you gained notoriety, that they would face their immigration status would face increased scrutiny, especially as the political debate over immigration heated up? I mean, you became an Olympic gold medalist in the heat of the politicization of immigrations. Were your parents at all worried that it was going to cause some blowback for them or for you?
No, honestly, my mother's actually a resident of the U.S. now, and she was granted that in '87 through the amnesty law. So she's living the dream. I mean, I think she's about done running from immigration, and she's a resident now, so there's nothing to have to worry about there. But I know there's a lot of people out there who are athletes and have parents that are not residents or don't have citizenship, and it's sad. It's sad because it's a very sensitive subject, as you can tell. I'm kind of stuttering here.
Yeah, no, it is a very sensitive subject, and
I mean,
go ahead.
No, because the last thing you want to sell is like a sellout to your people, which is the last thing I want to do. I love my heritage and I love it all. Sometimes the U.S. has to do what they have to do, but I just wish we could all kind of find a solution, either build the economy in Mexico or have more have more foreign worker visas here in the U.S. I don't know. I still don't know the answer, but when I come to a conclusion, I'll actually be on your show again.
Hey, well, that would be great. We'd love to have you back again. The website, Henry Cejudo, Cejudo. He's the youngest Olympic gold medalist to win in a gold medal in wrestling. He just won it in 2008 in Beijing. His new book, American Victory, Wrestling Dreams and a Journey Toward Home. He's the son of undocumented immigrants. It's the story of what it was like to grow up in that situation and then go on to win again a gold medal. He's going to be at the Tattered Cover on Colfax tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Henry, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you guys for having me. You guys come out again. We'll be sitting at 7:30 on at the Tattered Cover on Colfax. So you guys be there, support the hometown hero, and let's make this book and let's bring Colorado to where it's supposed to be at.
Congratulations on the gold medal and on the book.
All righty.
Thanks,
man.
Thank you. 8:16 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What we're going to do next, after the break, we're going to open up a discussion about Harry Reid's controversial comments. It's been a lot of stuff in the news lately about the racial and ethnic tensions in this country. We talked in the first hour about racial profiling at our airports. Now we just talked to the gold medalist son of undocumented Mexican immigrants, what it was like to grow up in that situation. And now we move to Harry Reid. Harry Reid making huge headlines this weekend with explosive comments that he had made actually in 2008, but they just came out over the weekend, about basically him commenting on Barack Obama's race and whether his race would make him electable. He dropped a couple of taboo words that were pretty gross, if you ask me. And now people are calling for Harry Reid to resign. We're going to get into a discussion about what he said, why it was so controversial, and what Barack Obama himself had said when a similar, although not perfectly equal, but similar controversy hit the Republicans back in 2002 with Trent Lott. So strap on your seatbelts, get ready to go. We're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Stop and go in the normal spots, southbound I-25 and Thornton and North Glen, again near downtown after 48th Avenue. Also a lot of traffic on 225 this morning, both directions, beginning at Parker Road. Stop and go starts there. Probably doesn't help now that the damn road is shut down for the week. They got some maintenance, so expect some extra traffic on 225 at peak hours this week. Car versus deer accident, northbound I-25 around Larkspur, and new four-car crash at Hamden and Dayton. Forecast today, mostly sunny, dry and warm, highs in the low 50s. Right now, we're 31 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Pearl, do you want the country's best prices on kitchen cabinets? Well, come see our below wholesale prices on cabinetry and more. Hi, this is Courtney Pierce, president of Buy and Build Incorporated, Denver's fix and flip supply house that's open to the public. Compare prices anywhere else, and I assure you, you'll come to us for your purchase. Buy and Build also has below wholesale pricing on hardwood flooring, tile, vessel sinks, granite countertops, toilets, faucets, and much more. Visit our showroom at 4800 Washington Street in Denver or call us at 303-295-6022. You will be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Build.
Comcast presents The On Demand Couple. On June 26th, Shaquille O'Neal was traded alone in a new town. He turned to his friend Ben Stein. Luckily, Ben had the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand.
I start and stop hit TV shows and the latest movies whenever I want. This feels like home already.
You too can enjoy the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand. Now only $99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and enjoy access to thousands of on-demand choices, including movies, TV series, and kids shows. And now you can even watch online, anywhere, anytime.
Shaq, you're blocking my movie.
Watch it on my laptop.
You can watch it on your laptop? Wait, that's my laptop.
Hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST today and get the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand for just $99 a month for 12 months. Or step up to our HD Triple Play and get up to $200 back.
Offer ends 3710 applies to starter XF Triple Play for new residential customers. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra.
1-800-685-1986. Size does matter. Don't miss out on your free supply. 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986.
...820 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's going up to the 50s or so today and for much of the week. Should Harry Reid resign? That is the question right now. Harry Reid, in a new book, is quoted as saying, and he made these comments reportedly in 2008... and I'm reading from the New York Times here. He suggested that Barack Obama could become the first African-American president because he was, quote, light-skinned, and because he did not speak with a, quote, Negro dialect unless he wanted to have one, unquote. The Republican Party is calling for Harry Reid to resign over these statements. Michael Steele says, quote, there's a big double standard. That's what he said on Meet the Press. Steele said, what's interesting here is when Democrats get caught saying racist things, an apology is enough. Reid, by the way, has apologized for his comments. Steele saying, if that had been Mitch McConnell, the Republican minority leader of the Senate, saying that about an African-American candidate for president of the United States, Democrats would be screaming for his head very much as they were with Trent Lott. Speaking of Trent Lott, this is a direct quote, December 12th, 2002, Barack Obama was an Illinois state senator and guest hosting a local radio show in Chicago when the Trent Lott controversy happened. Quote, this is Obama speaking. It seems to me that we can forgive a 100-year-old senator for some of the indiscretion of his youth. He's talking about Strom Thurmond. But what is more difficult to forgive is the current president of the U.S. Senate, Trent Lott, suggesting we had been better off if we had followed a segregationist path in this country after all the battles and fights for civil rights and all the work that we still have to do, said Obama. Obama added, the Republican Party has to drive out Trent Lott. If they have to stand for something, they have to stand up and say, this is not the person we want representing our party. So I'll throw it to you. Should Harry Reid resign? Can you apply the same standard that Barack Obama in 2002 applied to Trent Lott? Remember, Trent Lott said at Strom Thurmond's birthday party that, and I'm paraphrasing here, but that the country would have been better off had it elected segregationist presidential candidate Strom Thurmond in 1948. And Lott was ultimately forced to resign because of criticism, and rightly so, of people who were saying exactly what Obama said back in 2002, that the Republican Party has to drive out Lott if they have to stand for something. They have to stand up and say, this is not the person we want representing our party. So now the Republicans are saying, well, same thing with Reid. The Democrats should not want somebody representing their party. Harry Reid is the majority leader in the same position as Trent Lott, who said, quote, and he was trumpeting President Obama's, candidate Obama's candidacy for president, saying he could be the first African-American president because he is, quote, light-skinned, and because he does not speak with a, quote, Negro dialect unless he wanted to have one. Should Harry Reid resign? Would Democrats and liberals be absolutely freaking out if a Republican senator said this? Let's break it down. I'll give you my opinion. President Obama has called Harry Reid, or Harry Reid called President Obama, and Reid apologized to him, and Reid issued a statement totally apologizing for his statement, saying they were completely wrong. Saying he's very, very sorry for saying them. So he's not trying to sort of spin his way out of this. Trent Lott sort of tried to spin his way out of it. And just a couple of other notes before I give you my opinion. Congressman James Clyburn, the African-American Democrat from South Carolina, disputed the comparison. Quote, this is in no way analogous to the Trent Lott situation. Clyburn saying that we should accept Harry Reid's apology. You know, here's my take on this. I am not a black person, so I can't begin to understand what it must be like to hear the leader of the Democratic Party, or at least one of the leaders of the Democratic Party, say that kind of thing. And I think anybody who's not black, who thinks that they know what it's like to be black and hear that kind of thing from one of the leading political figures in this country, is fooling themselves. Do I think, having said that, do I think that Harry Reid should resign? I think that what this tells us is that the Senate is a place filled with a lot of extremely, extremely out-of-touch, old, white men. Harry Reid's comments, before we get to whether they were racist, Harry Reid's comments come from a guy who clearly is so out of touch with regular people to know. I mean, if you're in touch with regular, if you're talking to regular people a lot, you're probably not going to be using the word Negro a lot, right? I mean, how totally out of touch with basic American culture do you have to be? Now, I've heard some people say, well, you know, he's an older guy, and that term used to be a totally acceptable term. But that just goes back to my point, that he is completely out of touch. The Senate as an institution is totally out of touch. We've got too many extremely old white men running the country. And we have, of course, that's a truism, and it has been for forever. So I think that first and foremost, these statements show that that Harry Reid is just, like so many senators, just completely out of touch. I mean, who even uses that language? I mean, really? And I think the fact that he was quoted on record as saying this, I mean, I think there's a case to be made, frankly, that, again, not saying that I understand what it's like to be a black person hearing those comments, but I understand the idea that this may not be the kind of brand that you want heading the Democratic Party. Right? I mean, I know President Obama's quote-unquote forgiven him. I know James Clyburn, a leading African-American congressman, has said there's no comparison to Trent Lott. And I think, by the way, I think that's true. I think you can't compare this to Trent Lott in the sense that Trent Lott literally was saying that the country would be better off if we continued to be a segregationist country. That's different than Harry Reid making comments using sort of a stereotypical frame. But that said, just because it's different from Trent Lott doesn't mean there's not an issue here. Doesn't mean that Harry Reid should continue to be the face of the Democratic Party. They can be different, but they can also result in the same thing. So I'm open to the idea that Harry Reid should resign over this, or at least not be the majority leader over this, because that's not the brand that I think the Democratic Party wants to put forward. And if you think that these comments are just going to go away, they're not going to go away. This has become, for, you know, fair or not, this has become, or it's going to become, at least for the next few months, the Harry Reid brand. And I think it's absolutely true. If Mitch McConnell had said this, Democrats and liberals would be going crazy. So what do you think? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. I know the other side of the argument is that, hey, look, you know, as an example, Joe Biden, remember, he got in trouble for calling candidate Obama articulate and clean. Right? And Joe Biden, another old white guy. I mean, I just think at the top line level, how many times are the Democrats going to tell us they're completely and totally out of touch with, like, the fact that this is not just an all-white country? And by the way, I'm not absolving the Republicans. I mean, it's really rich to hear John Cornyn and John Kyle, two old white guys from Arizona and Texas, right, two super conservative guys suddenly pretending like they care about the black community. I mean, give me a break.
How about Michael Steele over the weekend as well, after he had the whole honest engine comment?
That's right.
And he's out there calling Harry Reid out.
That's right.
Like, you have no room to talk, man, seriously.
And for folks who don't know what Turk is referring to, Steele was on TV and he was saying something like, and he said he wanted to use the term, I'll be honest, right? And he said, honest engine. You know, referring to Indians. So what it really tells me is, on the top level, all of these people are totally and completely out of touch with, like, regular people, what's acceptable among regular people. I mean, who uses the term Negro? I mean, really? Are you kidding? You're, like, legislating on behalf of a multicultural, multiracial country, and you're still using that term? Whether it's racist or not, how out of touch are you? 303-713-7600, Danny and Thornton. Danny, you're on AM760.
Yes. Good morning, David. How
morning.
Are you?
Good.
Wonderful. I, just to say this, because I just think it'd be coming from an African-American person who is 50 years old and has gone through the segregation, who have seen those different types of things. Let me say this. I guess maybe I heard it a different way, because I am not all up in arms about what was said, because of the fact that I think what he said, some of the things are true, such as him being elected because he is a lighter-skinned black person. Many of us darker-skinned blacks, like me, have realized that a lot of times in this country, complexion does make a difference, what is more acceptable to the majority.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you raise this question, because I had this discussion over the weekend, and I didn't know whether to talk about it on the air, because you know, I don't want to come off as an insensitive jerk, but now that you breach this topic, I'll just tell you what I was discussing with my wife Emily over the weekend. I said, you know, there's something to be said for the idea that, look, if somebody ran for president and they were a black man and they had the same speech inflection, let's call it that, speech mm-hmm. inflection as Jesse Jackson.
Right.
It's not Jesse Jackson, right? Because Jesse Jackson, there's some baggage there,
I'm a big fan, right?
Okay, like somebody who sounded exactly like Jesse Jackson, who looked and sounded like Jesse Jackson, was a U.S. senator.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the question, if you want to get to a really uncomfortable place, is whether that would mean, let's say they had the exact IQ, the same resume as Barack Obama, would they face a tougher time running a successful campaign for president?
Yes, And once again, it is only because of my experiences, what I have seen. And, you know, I don't think a lot of African Americans are able to express a lot of these things, but since I'm on the radio and I have the floor for a second, yes, that is a fact. It is a little easier if you are of a different complexion to be more acceptable by the majority of people in this country. Now, another thing what I think is even more important and something that I've been really laughing about, here are conservatives, Republicans, complaining about this. And what do? They live off of trying to keep us separated by races, by saying racial things. I mean, look at that billboard that you were talking about a few weeks mm-hmm. ago on your show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A lot of things like that. And then conservatives are going to have the nerve to try and defend black people when they are always against us?
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, they don't really, in this case, they don't really interest me in the sense that they're so obviously, their party is so obviously racist,
yes.
or at least treads in racism, that it's like, I'm not taking their criticism seriously as they are sort of the party of racial equality. Now, let me just throw it back to you, because you're talking about complexion.
Yes.
Well, I will throw it back to you and say, well, what about Bill Cosby? Bill Cosby in the late 1980s was among, and I only know this because I've been researching it for my book,
right.
was called the most popular, well-liked man in America by a number of different surveys.
Yes.
He is a darker complexion than Obama. So I wonder what you think about that.
Well, just my comments on that. That is entertainment. And you have to realize mm-hmm. for decades, blacks have been accepted in this country for their entertainment.
That's a very good point.
It doesn't matter what complexion you are, okay, because there's been a lot of dark-skinned blacks that were very, like Nat King Cole,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
was very popular. However, now we're talking about political. We're talking about leading a country. And when it comes to politics.
And it's power. It's not just leading
yes.
the country. Giving an African-American that kind of power.
Yes. Unfortunately, in this country, lighter-skinned blacks, and I'm not trying to stir up anything between darks and lighter-skinned, but lighter-skinned blacks have been more acceptable when it comes to social things such as politics or when it comes to social things that are going on in this society versus, say, darker-skinned. They've had a harder time.
Well, you know, Danny, you make a lot of really, really good points. I mean, you make a lot of really, really good points. And that's why I said to start here. I mean, whether he should resign, whether Harry Reid is a racist, right? I mean,
yes.
to me, that is less the question than what Harry Reid said at a top line level exemplifies a guy who I think at least we can agree is like really out of touch
yes.
in the sense of who talks that way,
yes.
especially if you're the Senate Majority Leader. Who talks that way? Like, it's just kind of socially out of touch with the times we're living in. But you make some really good points. Hey, Danny, thanks for the call, man.
You got it, buddy. Talk to you again.
Take care. 836 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We got one open line now, although I bet it's going to fill up. Is Harry Reid a racist? Should he resign? Republicans saying that after he makes these comments came out, he's calling on the 2008 campaign. He said Barack Obama could become the first African-American president because he is, quote, light-skinned and because he does not speak with a, quote, Negro dialect unless he wants to have one. Is Harry Reid a racist? Should he resign? Is this the same or similar to the Trent Lott scandal? What do you think? 303-713-7600. And, you know, I think it's the question of whether, you know, here's the scarier question, or the question, I shouldn't say scary, but the one that makes us, I think, people very, very uncomfortable. Was Harry Reid, was what he said correct? Right? That's really what is a difficult question. If Barack Obama had darker skin, if he spoke with an inflection like, let's say, Jesse Jackson's, would he have been able to be elected president, even if he was the same person, said exactly the same thing? Those are the taboo questions, and we'll get into it. I wonder if you think. Maybe you think Harry Reid was right. 303-713-7600. We'll get back to your calls and also fill you in on a couple of local news stories about the gubernatorial race here in state after a traffic update with John Turk.
Let's go through the crashes, Dave. One on northbound I-25 just after Santa Fe. You're going to find delays kick in about University. Also a new crash westbound I-70 west of Peoria. Delays there around 225, between 225 and Colorado Boulevard, actually. Also still working this four-car crash at Hamden and Dayton. Spilled load, Stacy. Looks like it's lumber eastbound I-70 west of 225. Still looking at some stop and go on Interstate 225. A lot of traffic there today. Probably will be all week long due to some construction maintenance on the Cherry Creek Dam Road. It's closed through January 17th. Forecast, sunny and warm with a high of 52 degrees. We actually could stay in the 50s until Thursday morning. Maybe a little bit of snow Thursday morning, but not much accumulation. Currently, it's 30 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive home a new O10 Ford Escape today from Freeway Ford for just $15.9. That's a new Ford Escape ready to roll after rebates for just $15.9. Get yours now only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And they offer vegan and vegetarian menus. Visit one of their two great locations, in Arvada on Ralston Road in Old Wadsworth and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakandYeti.com.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hello? Hey, Kev. It's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Good. What? Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Oh, you didn't tell them anything, did you?
No. Yes, I did.
What?
Everything.
Oh, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard Total Protection. Total Protection scans activity regarding your identity, keeping you in the know 24/7. And if anything happens, Identity Guard's $1 million of loss reimbursement insurance and professional response team will help make things right. It's protection no matter where your identity goes. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Wait a second, Kev. What's that, Yuri? Yuri would like to come visit.
No, Yuri!
Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
It's time to buy that boat. Bring the family to the Denver Boat Show at the Colorado Convention Center this weekend. See hundreds of new boats and the latest in boating accessories. Don't miss the Tiki Party Friday and Saturday nights, sponsored by your neighborhood Toyota stores. Discount tickets available at DenverBoatShow.com. Life is better with a boat.
I'm from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to...
Newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cars in the garage. Unfortunately, you've also got an adjustable rate mortgage that could increase any time. But now you can take control, because Top Dot Mortgage, an equal housing lender, is now offering FHA 30-year fixed rate loans at the historical low of 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars a month. You heard me. Hundreds of dollars a month. At Top Dot, we provide a low-stress, customized approach so you can get the right mortgage to suit your individual needs. And right now, you can get your rate absolutely free. Just call 1-800-500-6244. These historically low fixed rates may only be available for a limited time. For free information, 1-800-500-6244. 1-800-500-6244.
Need advice about simple home repairs? The Fix It Up with Steve and Matina show gives tips on money-saving home repair, buying, and selling a home, and provides a forum for homeowner questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Food for thought from Farmers. Farmers Insurance was founded in 1928, a year before the crash. Back then, when others paid claims with IOUs, we paid cash. For over 80 years now, we followed a conservative investment approach. We don't invest in junk bonds or financial derivatives. We are Farmers Insurance, and we are over 15,000 agents strong. To find an agent near you, visit Farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance. And be ready for tomorrow.
842 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The question, Harry Reid. In 2008, he called Barack Obama. He said he could be the first African-American president because he was, quote, light-skinned, because he did not speak with, quote, a Negro dialect unless he wanted to have one. Was Harry Reid committing a gaffe, or was he committing an insult, or both? That's really the question here, and it's an uncomfortable question. Could Barack Obama have been elected president if he was a darker-skinned African-American man? And if he, let's say, spoke with the inflection of a Jesse Jackson. Now, let's all concede the fact that Reid's language, I mean, the term Negro dialect, shows that he's completely out of touch. The question is whether it's racist, or whether what he said is true, and whether what he said is a reflection on his belief that America is too racist a nation to elect a darker-skinned African-American man with a different speaking inflection. So, should Reid resign? Is there an equivalence between this and the Trent Lott situation? I don't think there's an equivalence. I think it's ridiculous. Right? And Trent Lott said that the country would be better off if it was segregationist. That is different than what Harry Reid said. Way different. That's universes different. And the Republican Party claiming that they are outraged at Harry Reid for being a supposed racist after they ran a racist campaign against Barack Obama, and have tried to raise the racial issue in all sorts of underhanded kind of ways in juxtaposition to Obama, is absolutely absurd. But the question is whether what Reid said is racially unacceptable. I think it says that he's completely and totally out of touch. We're going to get to your calls, 303-713-7600. Just want to update you on some political news in Colorado. President Obama called John Hickenlooper asking him to run for governor over the weekend. In the Denver Post, a San Luis Valley lawmaker, a Democrat, has questioned how much Hickenlooper knows about rural Colorado should the mayor decide to run for governor. That's Representative Ed Vigil. Hickenlooper made the rounds talking to labor leaders. This was a story in the Denver Post. Labor leaders saying that they have some serious concerns about Hickenlooper as a gubernatorial candidate. He does not have a stellar record, to say the least, on issues of importance to working people in the labor community. Representative Ed Casso of Commerce City, who said some pretty nasty things about Governor Bill Ritter, Ed Casso's a Democrat, was stripped of his committee vice chairmanship in the legislature for saying that Ritter effectively was a disappointment. Pretty heavy-handed, if you ask me. We'll go to the phones, 303-713-7600. We'll go to Dan in Lakewood. Dan, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave.
Hey there.
Hey, listen, you know what? I'll tell you what, I think Harry Reid is an old fool. But I think as progressives, we need to weed him out. He just can't stand for the Democratic Party, because I think we put up with this. We're basically getting what we accept. And I just, my feeling is, if he's the leader of our party, no wonder nothing changes in this country.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, look, I've gotten a couple of instant messages which say, you know, Harry Reid is not on the substance necessarily wrong. He's just out of touch, and people are pretty unhappy with his leadership in the Senate in general. And so we've gotten a couple instant messages here, people saying, you know, if this is the reason to finally get rid of Harry Reid for other reasons that are legislatively worse than this, then so be it, and good riddance to Harry Reid. So I know that there's that sentiment out there as well. Hey, thanks for the call. Let me read a couple of these instant messages here. Dave, Reid was dealing with reality. There's a preference, and it goes back to House Negroes and Field Negroes. There's a history of white folks being bothered by dark-skinned blacks who had no usage beyond providing back-breaking labor or gut-busting humor. This is, I'm reading from listener Desi. The scary aspect of this story, Harry Reid and Bill Clinton are, quote-unquote, the black man's friend. Geez, we don't need any enemies, do we? So here's another one here. Dave, okay, so if Obama was heard speaking with that speech difference you just mentioned, would Reid be right in saying that? He can speak it when he wants. Not that I care for Reid at all, but Republicans have no room to ask for any Democrat to step down after all their screw-ups as well. Hey, David, I'm a little sick and tired of the smoke and mirrors that are distracting attention from the real issues. The real talking heads or the, excuse me, the red talking heads are upset with the blue talking heads, and they're all on the same team. You know who I think should resign? Any senator or congressman that's taken money from pharma or the insurance industry. Yeah, well, you know, that's easy to say, and I think this, it's easy to say that this is not an issue, except for the fact that it probably is an issue if you're a black person, and you hear the head of the Senate referring to black people as Negroes. Right? I mean, I think it's easy as white people to say, hey, this is not a big deal. But I think it is a big deal. And I think it raises some questions that we need to ask. George in Arvada. George, you're on AM760.
Good morning, David.
Morning, George.
Well, I don't think Harry Reid is a racist. I agree. He's a little out of touch. The word Negro is not appropriate. But aside from that, I think he's just being kind of realistic, because we really do live in a racist country. And Jesse Jackson was not elected, though he's tried before. And a big reason he hasn't been elected is because he represents the black community, and white people cannot accept that. Barack Obama came at a time. He's a phenomenon of history. He walked in just at the right time, the right place, and he spoke the right game. And that's why he became president. And although I do agree with you that Reid is not the best person to have in the position that he's in, he probably should step down, but not for this. I agree with the last caller who said, you know, why give the Republicans another log to burn?
Yeah, I mean, I look, there's a political question, you know, as you say, why give the Republicans another log to burn? My take about whether Reid should resign over this is, you know, whether the way he spoke about these issues is the kind of brand that the Democrats want to have. I mean, you and I can agree that, and I think most people would agree, that referring to African Americans as Negroes is fairly insulting, and it's fairly out of touch. And so if he does have to resign over this, I think it's not him resigning because he's a racist, right? I don't think he's an out and out racist. I just think it's like, do you really want that kind of out of touch, inappropriate brand, somebody who uses an inappropriate term like that? Now, the second question, as you're right, is whether the substance of what he's saying, when you take away the language, whether it's actually true, whether he's actually right that we live in a country that's so racist that it couldn't deal with a darker-skinned African-American person who had a different speaking inflection. I think that's undeniably true, and by the way, I'm not applauding that reality. I think that is a very, very sad reality. Hey, George, thanks for the call. Anthony in Centennial. Anthony, you're on AM760.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Morning.
I want to say that in reality, what Harry Reid said is a true fact. And the sad case scenario, you know, I've seen more hate after Obama was elected across the country than I had seen in many a years. But, you know, if Obama had been any darker and had the same education and the same background, he would not be where he is today. You know, now they're going after Harry Reid. What Harry Reid said compared to what Trent Lott said was totally
different.
That's
ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, it's
okay,
like ridiculous.
So, I mean, that's realistic. But the Republicans also have a problem with reality and truth. And, I mean, it makes you wonder if they believe in fairy tales and cartoons, because the things that they say and the judgment that they want to take and the punishment they want to see done to Democrats, they don't take it within their own, as to say how you had senator from South Carolina to call President Barack Obama a lie in the chambers. I mean, you know, let's be realistic. How can you ask Harry Reid to step down when you guys have violated just about every rule in the book?
Yeah, that's right. No, that's right. And again, I think the question here, there are two questions. One is, the language that Harry Reid used, is that so inappropriate? Negro dialect, that's the quote. Is that so inappropriate that it's an unacceptable brand for the Democratic Party to have for its majority leader? That's one question. And then the second question, the deeper question, is whether what he said, is that actually true in our racist country? And I think I agree with you, Anthony, that it is probably true, and that's really unfortunate, that our country is not really, would not be really tolerant of a darker-skinned African-American candidate for president who had a different speaking inflection. And I think that's because we're a racist country. But I think the Republicans are trying to sort of bore down into the actual language that we can all agree was probably inappropriate by Harry Reid. And I throw the question out there whether African Americans or anybody is offended by the language that Reid used to the point where you'd say, oh, he shouldn't be majority leader. And I, again, the idea that this is a Trent Lott scandal. I mean, look, Trent Lott was endorsing a political ideology of segregation. Right? Endorsing segregation. That is different than Harry Reid using some inappropriate language, outdated and inappropriate language, to describe a reality, an unfortunate reality. So there's a lot of issues here, and we'll get to them, get to more of them. Your calls and your emails, they're pretty heated. 303-713-7600 after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, this crash on northbound I-25 at Santa Fe, starting to really slow folks down, trying to get into downtown. Going to hit these speeds in the teens and 20s at University. Going to break loose there after Alameda. Also stop and go southbound 225 Park Road to the Tech Center merge. Probably a lot of traffic there today due to the dam road being closed as well. Also working this crash westbound I-70 after Peoria. A new one involving a bus at Colfax and Tower. In the cleanup phase, this four-car accident, Hamden and Dayton. Also got a new one at Quebec and Alameda. Forecast, mostly sunny, dry and warm, highs in the low 50s. Right now we're at 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Remember your Western spirit? Find it at the National Western Stock Show now through the 24th. There's something for everyone. Buy your tickets today. NationalWestern.com, 1-888-551-5004, or at any King Supers. The National Western Stock Show. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson. Call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
Attention business owners, don't rent electricity, own it. Learn now at Independent Power Systems Commercial Solar Event. The Coors Field Solar experts will show you how your business can go solar with low upfront costs and how rebates and federal tax grants can yield a 5 to 7 year ROI. Boulder County business owners can take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program to go solar for zero down and one annual payment. Green your business with solar and never pay another electric bill. Learn how in Boulder, Tuesday, January 26th at the St. Julian Hotel and Tuesday, February 2nd at the Dairy Center for the Arts. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. In the neighborhood, drop by our Boulder office January 21st at 7 p.m. for the Solar Community Night. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. Call 303-443-0015 for details or visit solarips.com/KKZN.
Neurostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
My husband's always had dark circles under his eyes. He blames his dad for that. But then his work stress and schedule made them even more noticeable. To add to the problem, he didn't want to use some fancy eye cream made for women. That's why I got him Hydralyze.
Hydralyze is a scientific breakthrough that isn't fancy, it's effective. Developed by a plastic surgeon, Hydralyze visibly erases dark circles and bags, whether they're due to heredity, aging, or fatigue. If the man in your life has dark under-eye circles or bags, do him a favor and call in the next 10 minutes for a free trial of Hydralyze. The number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyze are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under-eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyze. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
Please stay tuned for a free weight loss offer following this story.
I gained my weight after I had my first child, and within a year, I gained like 150 pounds.
For 20 years, I tried everything, you know, from different diets, exercising. One time I seen a friend, and when I seen her, she was slim. So I said, how did you do that? You know, how did you get so skinny so fast? And she was like, right-size smoothies. So that's when I decided to try right-size smoothies. And when I first started, the first 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. And by the time I hit a year, I lost 143 pounds. When I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful person now. I love the Right Size Smoothies. It's the best thing that happened to me.
If you would like to try Right Size Smoothies for free, call now for a free two-week supply. If you don't lose the weight, you'll never pay for the smoothies. Call 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967. That's 1-800-900-3967.
8:58 here. We're getting a lot of your instant messages. I love this one from Duckster74 at Yahoo. Please name the terrorist in the last year who was not an Islamic youth. Progressive worship of political correctness will be the death of this country. You want me to name some? April 4th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Richard Poplowski opened fire on officers. April 4th, Binghamton, Jivarli Voong killed 13 people. March 29th, Robert Stewart killed 8 people in Carthage, North Carolina. I could go through all of these shootings, and none of them are Islamic Muslim men. Thanks for playing, Duckster. Richie in Denver. Richie, you're on AM760.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
Let's get rid of the Republicans. They have no credibility when it comes to
race. Yeah, like I don't even listen to them when they talk about, you know, racial and ethnic issues.
And what everybody's saying, I think, is on the money. But, you know, African-American is to Negro what Negro was to colored when was coming up. So, you know, he just shows what you were saying, how out of date he was. Because I'm sure to him, when he used that word, that was the word he was used to using.
Well, that's right. And so again, this whole should Harry Reid resign question, I think, is whether people feel offended enough about how out of touch and outdated and how Harry Reid doesn't realize that term could be offensive and is offensive to a lot of people. That's really the question, but not necessarily the truth of the substance of what he was suggesting. Hey, thanks for the call, Richie. All right, stick around. We'll continue discussing this and an oil profits tax after the national news.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. We're online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
Attorneys to argue for voluntary manslaughter because he says the accused really believed killing Tiller would save the unborn. How far should the government go in regulating how much salt is put in food? New York City is pushing a new voluntary plan for restaurants and others who sell food there, part of a wider effort to cut our salt intake by 20% in 5 years. Nutritionist Dr. Marion Nessel.
The amount that you put on your food while you're cooking or at the table is minuscule in comparison to what's in restaurant food or processed food. So if you're somebody who's trying to keep your salt intake, you're at the complete mercy of the food industry.
New York already has guidelines in place on trans fats and calorie counts. It got below freezing last night in most of Florida. Another day in this bitter cold snap. The early show's Dave Price is in Miami.
If you just walk down the beachfront and look up at the palm trees, you can see some of the fronds themselves are suffering from burn. That's from the cold weather.
But forecasters say this should be the last of it for now. Much of the country warms up this week. The military says 3 Americans are among 6 NATO troops killed today in battles in southern Afghanistan, the deadliest day in the country in more than 2 months. More than 70% of us believe it's time for full-body scans at airports. And CBS News Director of Surveys Sarah Dutton says...
Half of Americans, 51%, think that subjecting people from certain racial and ethnic groups for additional security checks at airports is justified.
After last year's economic trouble, some of the shine may be off Detroit's glitzy auto show, but again, it's a place of optimism.
Yeah, let's do Bolson now. We got you here.
One of those awards for North American Car of the Year, it's the Ford Fusion Hybrid, a unique cargo van, the Ford Transit Connect winning Truck of the Year. Ford President of the Americas, Mark Fields, says it won't celebrate long.
It feels good, and it feels good for the entire team, and we have to channel that good feeling into our efforts for 2010 because we have a lot of products to launch in 2010.
Ford launching a new Focus and a new Mustang GT at this show. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The Dow is up 6 points. This is CBS News.
I'm heading out to pick up some office supplies.
Oh, I'd go to Staples.
Yeah, how are their prices on paper?
Low.
How about printers?
Low.
Laptops?
Low.
Binder clips?
Low.
Legal pads?
Low.
Pens?
Low.
Ballpoint pens?
Low, low. Look, Staples has low prices every day on over 7,000 items.
Felt tip pens?
I give up.
Save the easy way every day at Staples. And right now, save even more with buy one, get one free after easy rebate on a case of Hammermill Coffee Plus paper. Staples. That was easy. In-store only offers 1-16-10. Limit 2 rebates per household. See store for details.
So the other morning, I get an email from Moe's, my absolute favorite deli, whose pastrami I would actually kill for, which is probably why I gave him my email in the first place. Anyway, I'm like, wow, Moe's sending emails with coupons and photos? I want to bite my computer screen. Then it hits me. Eggs and pastrami hash for breakfast.
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com helps showcase your business, just like Mo. There's even free phone support with real-life people. Get a free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. This is the day for the man behind the Balloon Boy stunt to report to jail. Richard Heaney starts serving 30 days behind bars in Fort Collins, which will be followed by 60 days of work release. Heaney has been saying that the incident that scrambled rescue workers after a report that his 6-year-old son had floated away in a homemade balloon was not a hoax, and that he pleaded guilty only to keep his wife from being deported to Japan. Did you notice anyone riding RTD in their skivvies yesterday? About 30 people did as part of an idea that started in New York. It's called the No Pants Subway Ride. The idea is to act like nothing unusual is going on.
It is what it is. It is New York. This is New York.
But the idea has now spread to other cities, including Denver. The stunt is organized by a group called Improv Everywhere, which says its mission is to cause scenes of chaos and joy in public places. In sports, both the Avalanche and the Nuggets play tonight. The Avs are in Calgary. The Nuggets are at home to play the Timberwolves. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The drive between the tech center and downtown on northbound I-25 is going to take you about 10 or 15 minutes longer than usual for this time of day. We've got a crash just north of Santa Fe, starting to hang things up back towards DU. Southbounders on 225, also sluggish approaching I-25, as is westbound I-70 approaching York. Surface street accidents, Colfax and Tower, as well as Quebec and Alameda could hang things up at those busy intersections. On today's forecast, it's going to be a sunny, mild day with a high of almost 49 degrees. Currently, it's 27. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pearl. Winter driving is just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Hey, Progressive Tom, before we get to our next guest, I just want to read out a couple more of your instant messages because they're very thought-provoking.
This is from Character Deluxe. David, Trent Lott stepped down as leader of the Senate. He served in Congress for many more years. Maybe that's what Harry Reid should do. Also, whites are more comfortable with blacks who can separate themselves from their connection to the black community. Whether they do that through entertainment, criticism of the black community, or some like Barack, makes white feel they're not your average black person. It has to be done to be elected in a majority white country. I think that's unfortunately true. I do. I think that we are in a racist country that really can't stand African-American politicians and political leaders who affiliate themselves with the broader African-American community. Here is another one. If Reid resigned, who would replace him? Is it Schumer? No, thanks. Reid's comments definitely show he's out of touch with the nomenclature of political correctness and how the world talks and thinks. But let's face it, it's got to be confusing for someone his age since it's changed throughout his lifetime. Colored, Negro, Black, African Americans. I think that's why I was talking about how he's out of touch. He's completely out of touch. Here's an email noting that. Come on, David, you're pretty well informed. Who says Negro in 2010? The U.S. federal government. 2010 census form has included Negro as a race selection. And there's a story on the San Jose Mercury News about how the Census Bureau does, in fact, use the term Negro. Now, look, I don't think two wrongs make a right, right? I mean, I don't think we should say that, oh, Harry Reid's fine because he used a term, an inappropriate term that the Census Bureau uses. Two wrongs do not make a right. But that is interesting that the Census Bureau uses that. And then Frank on the West Slope, I think, sums it all up. I mean, this is a perfect way to sum it up. David, if we focus on what Reid said, the substance, he is probably correct. And unfortunately so. That's my editorial line. I think it's unfortunate. However, how he said it was wrong. We need to distinguish between the two. It's that simple. So that's the question. Is how Reid made his comments about Barack Obama being a light-skinned black person who didn't have a quote-unquote Negro dialect, is how he said it grounds for him not being the majority leader, the head of the Democratic Party in the Senate? And then there's the substance of whether what he said is actually true. And we'll get back to that discussion in a few moments. But first, I want to bring on a friend of the show, American Small Business League founder Lloyd Chapman, who recently posted an article on the Huffington Post that I just wanted to fill people in on because it's an important issue. The issue of a windfall profits tax on big oil companies. Lloyd, thanks for joining us. Tell us the history of this. President Obama promised to pass a windfall profits tax on big oil, and then he backed out of that promise. What was his rationale, and why is this an issue now?
All right. I think the most amazing thing is he never offered a rationale. So I think 48 hours after he was elected, this was removed off of his change.gov website, and I challenge anyone out there to find his rationale. The only thing that we ever found was a quote-unquote unnamed transition team aide said that they had dropped the windfall profits tax because oil had dropped below $80 a barrel. And now it's up above $80 a barrel. I believe it's predicted to even go as high as 100, and yet I'm predicting that President Obama will not mention this issue, won't even mention it, much less, follow through when he said he would do and do the windfall profits tax. One thing that's interesting, by the way, is that if you go back and look to the very beginning of that concept of windfall profits, I think, I can't think who it was, one of the major media sources used that term back in 2000, 2002, but the oil and gas industry have made what I would call windfall profits back when oil was somewhere like $22, mm-hmm. $23 a barrel. So it doesn't really matter what the price of oil is a barrel.
Well, right. And so this is another case of a broken promise. But at least, I was thinking about this issue, at least the Obama, it was the Obama transition team, gave some form of rationale. I mean, I don't think a correct rationale, but they've gotten into the habit lately of denying reality, denying that they even made promises. We heard Obama mm-hmm. say, you know, the White House say, oh, President Obama never campaigned on a public option. But back when Obama, he made the campaign promise, I will pass a windfall profits tax on oil companies, then he says he's not going to do that. And his presidential transition team says, well, the reason we're not going to do it, they didn't do that. Well, we never promised it. They at least said, well, the reason we're not going to do it is because he was referring to when oil gets to $80 a barrel. Well, okay, oil is at $80 a barrel. And I agree with you. I agree. I don't think they're going to come back to it. And, you know, I wonder, you work with small business at the American Small Business League, and people can find your website, ASBL.com. Why is this an important issue for small businesses, a windfall profits tax? Because typically you hear people purporting to speak for small business who say any tax is a bad tax.
Well, I'll tell you, when you say generally people they claim to represent small business, every small business group that I'm personally aware of, every national small business group, is actually funded by Fortune 500 corporations. That's why they're against tax.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why did I get involved in it? You know, it's actually kind of an accident. I was going through his website looking for my issue. You know, back in the campaign, he promised to end the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants, which, as you know, was my main issue. And I was looking for that on the change.gov website, and I found that the windfall profits thing had dropped. And I wrote a Huffington Post blog about it. And it sounds kind of crazy. That's how, you know, People in America found out about it. You know, CNN didn't talk about it, or ABC, or Washington Post, or whatever. And I was shocked that, you know, that's how everyone found out about it. But I actually was using it, to tell you the truth, to just sort of show that here's another broken promise that President Obama had made.
Yeah, and look, I mean, in terms of the windfall profits issue with big oil companies, I mean, one of the reasons why it's an important issue is because, you know, if there is a windfall profits tax, it means that there's less of an incentive for those big those huge oil companies, we're talking about the Exxon Mobils of the world here,
yeah,
to not profiteer, to not game the supply of oil, because they know that if they get into a certain realm of going from healthy profits to profiteering, that money will be taxed at a very high rate. So I definitely think that there's an economic argument. The thing that, you know, it's funny, the thing that I didn't understand about this $80 a barrel thing was that, okay, well, if you only want to tax windfall profits, you could literally, what's the big deal of having a windfall profits tax when the price of oil is lower than $80 a barrel, and there's no windfall profits to tax? You see what I'm saying? Like, it's,
you know what? That's a great point. That's a great point. If they don't gouge us, then there's no penalty.
Right, exactly.
It's free. What's the downside?
Right. That's exactly right. And I think that this speaks to the broader issue of how much the anti-tax thrust in our politics, anti any tax, no matter how smart or stupid a tax may be, it's all locked together in one tax. And I think you're right. It does speak to the idea that the media has not effectively covered a lot of these economic issues, a lot of these broken promises. And my last question for you, again, Lloyd Chapman, he's the head of the American Small Business League. You can find his website, ASBL.com. We've linked to his article on our website, am760.net, about this windfall profits tax promise on big oil. I mean, when you look at the administration right now, what do you think, from a small business perspective, what do you think, what are you most troubled by at this moment in the economy?
You know, that's a good question. There's so many things I'm troubled by. I guess I'm troubled by the fact that the U.S. Census Bureau and a new report by the Kauffman Foundation says that small businesses create virtually 100% of the net new jobs. And the government, of the roughly $3 trillion that's been spent to stimulate the economy, small businesses have gotten somewhere maybe 1% or 2%. That's just crazy. If you're trying to create jobs, cut unemployment, small businesses create 100% of the jobs, and they've given them just virtually no money. All the money that's gone to small businesses, to me, has been sort of a, you know, publicity stunt. It's not been anything of any significance. And I'm concerned about that, and I'm concerned about the fact that no one talks about that. You don't see that, you know, on the cover of Newsweek and Time, but, you know, if we're going to turn the economy around, it's going to be through small businesses, and the government's just completely ignoring
them. Yeah, you know, they used to, the old adage in politics has been that the Republican Party is the party of business, the Democratic Party is the party of big business.
You know, absolutely.
The idea that you really have, that the Democrats, the major economic difference with them is that they are more aligned with the hugest of big businesses. I think you see that with the bailout, and I think it's undeniable that a large amount of the money that has gone out whether it's in stimulus, whether it's in, especially in the bailouts, has not been targeted to smaller business, the small businesses being the engine, as you say, of our economy. Lloyd Chapman, you can find his website, ASBL.com. Lloyd, always good to talk to you. Keep up the great work.
All right, thanks a lot, David.
All right, good talking to you. 917 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're getting a lot of your instant messages here about the Harry Reid comments. Harry Reid, should he resign? Or was he telling the truth? And I think one emailer, one instant messenger, said that's right. The distinction here is there's a question of is how he said his comments. He's referring to a Negro dialect, saying that Barack Obama is a light-skinned black man. Is how he made his comments grounds for him resigning? And then the second question is what he said true? Is it a taboo truth that we're not willing to face in this country? 303-713-7600. You can hit some messages, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. And it is a heated discussion. A lot of you criticizing me. And I'm just guessing, a lot of the people criticizing me for saying that the way Harry Reid made his comments was inappropriate. I'm guessing that a lot of you criticizing me for that in particular aren't African-American. But that's just a guess. That's just a guess, because it's so easy for white people to say, hey, nobody should be offended by anything that anybody says in any kind of racially insensitive way. I would just encourage you to try to understand that if you're not a black person, you don't understand what it truly is like to hear the head of the U.S. Senate use such inappropriate terms. Now, we can get to a discussion of whether what Harry Reid said is true. If Barack Obama was a darker-skinned African-American, if he had a different speech inflection, would he be able to be elected in our racist country? That's an interesting question, and we can go over that. So if you want to get into that discussion, 303-713-7600. But there's also the top-line discussion. If the language Harry Reid used is appropriate or not. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. We got open lines. You can instant message us. I'll read you some instant messages after a traffic update with John Turk. A
couple different crashes on northbound I-25, Dave. First in Castle Rock around Founders Parkway. A mess getting out of Castle Rock right now. Also have one around Santa Fe. Backups there getting a little smaller now to around Downing Street. They worried about University. So really slow, though, from Downing Street up past Alameda. Southbound are still struggling. I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Just off the highway there, we do have a crash at westbound Park Avenue at I-25. Also got this spilled load northbound Parker Road at 225. More accidents, 12th and Broadway. A bus involved at this one, Colfax and Tower. And finally one at Quebec and Alameda. The forecast, sunny and warm again with a high around 52 degrees. Actually could stay in the 50s until Thursday morning. That's when we could get some snow, but not much accumulation. That's a good thing. Our current downtown temperature, 32 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And they offer vegan and vegetarian menus. Visit one of their two great locations in Arvada on Ralston Road in Old Wadsworth and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakAndYeti.com.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Plow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Or Community Night. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. Call 303-443-0015 for details or visit solarips.com/KKZN.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. God, a lot of your instant messages real pissed off today about this Harry Reid scandal. Controversy, really, not a scandal. I think Harry Reid in his frame of reference is being truthful. This is what Lynette says. Not only that, I think he was correct, although you can accuse me of ageism. Many people of Harry Reid's age would not have voted for Barack Obama if he wasn't light-skinned and spoke like the majority of people in the United States, at least the majority in Reid's generation. Many people who live in fairly insular situations who don't get experience in the wide world and don't seek experience outside of what they know, regardless of age, they also would not have voted for a darker-skinned, less familiar person. As for using the word Negro, Harry Reid has been a senator for 22 years and a politician for much longer. He should know enough to be sensitive to the plight of others when talking. Couldn't have said it better myself. I love this. This is my favorite. David, your focus on Harry Reid is playing right into the Republican strategy for destroying Democratic leadership. I have yet to hear what you, your terminology, what you would have used. This is the kind of typical liberal crap, really. And I consider myself a progressive and a liberal, but this is this old crap that every time you talk about any issue that deals with the Democratic Party, oh, you're hurting the Democrats and you're helping the Republicans. I mean, really. Really. That's just a pathetic argument. It's just, you know, if you want to hear the Democratic talking points or the Republican talking points, you got a whole radio dial of talking points to tune into. If you don't want, if you want to hear talking points, don't tune into this show. We deal in the truth here. I think it was Harry Truman who said, they say I'm giving them hell. I'm just telling the truth, and they call it hell. Here's from Eric. Really, racism again? I'm definitely not backing up a Republican, but making an observation and a comment does not make you a racist. Let me guess the guy is white. Let's bag on the racist white people because we all know how tough it is for a black man to walk into an all-white neighborhood because of all the white racist people, and it is also easy for a white person to walk in a black neighborhood because they are all so fun-loving and respectful to all white people. Wow, this is interesting. This is an interestingly racist email here from somebody named Eric. I'm sure you guys will probably think I'm a racist. Yes, we do, Eric. But I'm tired of hearing it, no matter what race you are. The point of this is that there will be racism on both sides, no matter what. Well, that's exactly right, Eric. And you have just given us a very good example of it. What do you think? Harry Reid, is he a racist for using the term Negro, or is he just out of touch? And is he right? Is Barack Obama, if Barack Obama had been a darker-skinned African-American with a different speech inflection, would he have been able to run and win a presidential race, even with the same platform and the same credentials? Or are we a racist country that would not have supported that? In other words, is Harry Reid right on the substance and wrong in the way he said it? 303-713-7600. Let me fill you in on a couple of other national news stories as well. There's a lot of stuff out there. The New York Times reporting on Colorado playing a central role in the healthcare debate, saying that that people, both Democrats, independents, and Republicans, are upset with the state of the healthcare debate. That's a national story. on the New York Times. Tim Geithner, we talked about how Tim Geithner at the New York Fed, the New York Federal Reserve, instructed AIG to not disclose information about sweetheart deals to the biggest of big banks. Tim Geithner was the president of the New York Fed when that happened. Geithner's now issued a statement saying that that he had no AIG role, that he didn't know anything about those transactions. Well, that suggests that he's completely incompetent, right? Either you knew and you helped cover up a taxpayer ripoff, or you didn't know and you were completely incompetent. It's kind of the Enron defense, right? Oh, I didn't know anything. I was only the president of the organization, but it never rose to my level. That's the White House issuing a statement as well, saying it never rose to Geithner's level. And then there's this story from the Washington Examiner. White House visitor logs dumped late last week between Christmas and New Year's show that Billy Tozen, the top lobbyist for the prescription drug industry and once a favorite target of Barack Obama, visited the White House 11 times in Obama's first 6 months in office. Obama even had aired an ad against Billy Tozen and the corruption of Billy Tozen. And that's just a couple pieces of news on the National Wire. We'll go back to the phones, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines here. Is Harry Reid a racist? Should he step down? What do you think? Deborah in Denver. Deborah, you're on AM 760. Hello, Deborah. Deborah is gone. So I think, I mean, my take on this, again, I just want to reiterate, I think Harry Reid is totally out of touch, right? I mean, I think he is completely out of touch. I think the language he used is completely out of touch. And I think it's easy for white people to say, hey, I got no problem with the way Harry Reid phrased his comments, right? I think it's easy to be a white person and say, hey, no big deal. But I think it could be a big deal. I think I'm not a black person. I don't know what it's like to hear the Senate Majority Leader refer to me as a Negro. I think we can all agree that it makes him seem completely and totally out of touch. The question is whether it means he should resign. I don't think it has anything to, I mean, it's, you can't draw a direct comparison to Trent Lott. Trent Lott was advocating a political ideology, saying that he wanted to take the country back to segregation. So the Republicans claiming that this is somehow equivalent to that is just absurd. All right, we got Deborah back. Deborah in Denver, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
I'm calling. I'm a white woman that's married to a black man. And I feel that it still does make a big difference in the color of the skin and how dark it is. And they handle the English language. And do I agree with what he had to say? No, but I think there's still proof to do it.
So, again, you're making the distinction between the substance of what Reid said and the way he said it.
Correct.
So I guess then the question, though, is whether the way he said it so inappropriate that he should not be Senate Majority Leader anymore.
I don't feel that should happen. I do feel that I feel still, even someone that well educated in a position like that still has no concept of what's going on in the United States still.
Right. I mean, it telegraphs being completely out of touch. I mean, I just, you know, I when I heard this, my reaction was, again, not that the substance of what he said was wrong. In fact, I think it's actually in some ways courageous for him to acknowledge the unfortunate realities of an American political system and American electorate that is racist. But I also think it's like, you know, how sort of archaic and ancient are you to be using terminology like that?
Exactly.
It's like, I just think it's a bigger commentary on, like, everything that's wrong with our political system, in the sense that these are the people who are making decisions for our country in the 21st century, people who are so out of touch that part of their minds are still living in, like, the 1960s.
Yes.
You know?
I definitely agree.
And it's so, you know, I guess,
but unfortunately, I think the majority of Americans still look at racism in that way. Like you said, most American white people have no concept whatsoever what happens on a daily basis when your color of your skin is different.
No, that's exactly right. And that's and by the way, that's exactly why I throw out there the question, because I as a white man don't know what it's like to be a black person hearing the Senate Majority Leader refer to me as a Negro. Right? I don't know what that's like.
As a white woman who is married to a black man and have two children of color, have no concept of what it would feel like to have that said.
Right. So that's why I say, look, it's an open question on whether he should resign. I mean, I'll put it this way. That's why I keep saying I can see the argument where people in the African American community would say this is not an acceptable person to be atop the Democratic Party. He is not, after having said that in that language, that is not an acceptable person to represent the Democratic Party, even acknowledging, by the way, that the substance of what he said about our racist country is actually true. But look, words do matter, right? I mean, I know that the right says, oh, you're being politically correct. No, words do matter. Right, there is such a thing as hate speech. And by the way, I'm not saying that Harry Reid went all the way to hate speech, but words do matter. And the right likes to say words don't matter at all. They're the biggest hate speakers out there, and they like to say that there's no such thing as hate speech. And anybody who says that words don't matter or do matter are just being quote unquote politically correct. Those are typically white people who don't know what it's like to be a black person listening to one of the leaders of our country call them Negroes. But I think words do matter, and so that's why I think it's an open question about whether the way Harry Reid said what he said is worthy of having him step down. Hey, Deborah, thanks so much for calling. Really appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Have a good day. 9:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, couple more local... Oh, that's right. We'll do local news after that, but before that, we're going to have Melody Peterson on. She's the author of a new book called Our Daily Meds, How the Pharmaceutical Companies Transform Themselves into Slick Marketing Machines and Hook the Nation on Prescription Drugs. Stick around for that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Several accidents out there, even though volumes are starting to decrease. Northbound I-25, two of them. One in Castle Rock at Founders Parkway. Another one just north of Alameda. New crash, Interstate 76 near Hudson. Seeing some delays out there. Also some surface street issues. Crashes at Sheridan and Morrison Road, Quebec and Alameda, 12th and Broadway. Also have one involving a bus at Colfax and Tower Road. Your forecast, mostly sunny, dry, and warm. A high of 52. Right now, 33 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The National Western Stock Show, now through the 24th. Rodeos, dancing horses, activities for kids, mutton busting, this year's largest trade show, and much more. Buy your tickets today at nationalwestern.com or at any King Supers. The 2010 National Western Stock Show, now through the 24th. Don't miss it.
Peter Baruch, Senior Compliance Director for the Business Software Alliance.
One out of every five software programs is stolen in the U.S. Consider what would happen to the challenged auto industry if one out of every five cars was stolen. Report software piracy. It's the right thing to do.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Email to email. Automated offsite data backup with unlimited tech support for data recovery. Website hosting, development, optimization, and free video studio. Email host. Call now. 303-BUNDLES. 303-BUNDLES. Or 303-BUNDLES.com.
When a friend tells you about something that really works, like a product that actually does what it says it will, one you'll be excited to tell your friends about, then you've got to give it a try. Ovation Cell Therapy is that good. If your hair is splitting, dry, brittle, and breaking off, and you want your hair to grow thicker, fuller, stronger, longer, and twice as fast, you've got to try Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation is easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse application. It's completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and it's 100% guaranteed. Ovation even works for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
For over 17 years, Ovation Cell Therapy has helped more than 500,000 men and women with all hair types grow thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair faster. Join the tens of thousands of men and women who have logged on to OvationHair.com. And when you do, enter AM760 at checkout for a special money savings offer. For thicker, fuller, stronger, longer hair, it's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends it's that good.
Live from Progressive. Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you. And everyone else.
Everyone!
Get your free quote. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. This week, get a $155 Diet Center certificate for only $50. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
This is the Nesquik Bunny with another tip on how to get to your happy place. Today's advice, follow your dreams. Lay down, close your eyes, drift off thinking how only in a dream could the delicious chocolatey joy of Nesquik be just 100 calories. Now pinch yourself, because 100-calorie Nesquik just made your dream come true. This has been the Nesquik Bunny, reminding you that happiness can be everlasting. All you need is a lifetime supply of 100-calorie Nesquik. Nestle Nesquik, come to your happy place.
Hi, 37 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to take a few moments away from our discussion about the Harry Reid comments and whether they are racially offensive and at the same time whether they are substantively correct to talk to Melody Peterson. She's our guest to talk about her new book, Our Daily Meds, How the Pharmaceutical Companies Transform Themselves into Slick Marketing Machines and Hook the Nation on Prescription Drugs. Melody Peterson has been writing about the pharmaceutical industry for more than a decade, including as a staff reporter for the New York Times. Melody, I think you don't have to convince people that there's a lot of drug pushing ads out there everywhere you look, magazines, television, everywhere you look, there's ads that push prescription drugs. What do you think the effect has been on the country? I mean, because the pharmaceutical industry says, hey, part of the benefit of this, if there is a societal benefit, is that we're informing people about, you know, new healthcare choices. What do you say to that? What is the societal effect of being awash in all these pharmaceutical ads?
Well, today, two-thirds of all men, women, and children in the U.S. now take a prescription drug. And a study showed that many of us are taking too many prescription drugs. So it's not that the drugs are a problem. Drugs can definitely help you if you get the right drug at the right time. But with all this marketing, many people are taking too many drugs, and many people are taking the wrong drug. They might be taking the most heavily advertised drug when a generic medicine might help them a whole lot more.
The doctor is the one who prescribes the drug. And this has been why, up until, what was it, the mid-1990s, that direct-to-consumer pharmaceutical ads were not allowed in this country, because it was thought that the doctor is the one who should prescribe the drugs. But then you have these direct-to-consumer ads that tell you to go ask your doctor for a drug. And so a lot of doctors talk about how they are. Then they have people come into their office asking specifically for a drug. How much do you think the direct-to-consumer advertising for prescription drugs has increased the use of Americans' prescription drugs? Or how much is it simply, without the ads, over-prescribing by physicians?
Well, I think that the ads have definitely helped the drug companies sell more drugs. But the far bigger problem is the marketing that the drug industry actually does to physicians, because when the ad says, ask your doctor about this drug, the drug company has already been to your doctor and made sure that he or she is going to prescribe it when you ask for it. Actually, most of the marketing dollars goes to physicians.
So are you saying that when we see those television ads, special audience, the audience that they want those ads to really go to, are doctors and health professionals themselves?
Not the ads. They're directed at us, the consumers, but the drug companies spend most of its marketing dollars on the doctors.
Which is amazing, because what's amazing about that is when you think how expensive television ads are, and you're effectively saying that all those TV ads that we see are not the majority of the advertising resources being spent by the drug companies, that they're actually spending a majority on the drug. You can only imagine how much money they are then spending to try to influence physicians. And again, on the line with us is Melody Peterson. Her new book, Our Daily Meds, How the Pharmaceutical Companies Transform Themselves into Slick Marketing Machines and Hook the Nation on Prescription Drugs. She's been writing about the drug industry for more than a decade, including as a staff reporter for the New York Times. Can you give us some comparative numbers or a sense of what it's like in other countries in terms of how you said that two-thirds of people, men, women, and children in this country are using or regularly using prescription drugs. What are the stats in some other industrialized countries or comparative ways of talking about this?
Well, there was a recent study of children, and that showed that when it came to the antidepressants and other psychiatric medicines, American kids are three times more likely to take a psychiatric medicine than children in Europe. So that's an example of how we're taking more drugs than people in other places in the world.
And this clearly isn't, you know, when you look at life expectancy rates and infant mortality rates, this isn't making us any healthier. I mean, is this, in your reporting, is this simply a product of a political system and a society that is just dominated by the sheer resource power of the drug industry?
Well, we basically let the pharmaceutical company here in the U.S. do whatever they want. We're the only country in the world, except for New Zealand, that allows the drug commercials on television. We're the only country anywhere that lets the drug companies charge whatever they want. They can. There's no limit on drug prices here in the U.S., but there is everywhere else in the world. So you can see, so you would think all our spending on prescription drugs would be making us healthier, but when you look at the life expectancy statistics, for example, we rank number 50 in the CIA World Factbook in terms of life expectancy. So that means that people in 50 other countries live longer than we do here in the U.S. Our life expectancy is about the same as Cuba or Albania.
What my final question for you is, again, on the line with this, Melody Peterson, her new book, Our Daily Meds, How the Pharmaceutical Company Transformed Themselves into Slick Marketing Machines and Hooked the Nation on Prescription Drugs. If you were the Secretary of HHS, and you had unilateral power to change some things, or to tell Americans to change some of the things that they're doing, what would you do? What would you say?
Well, there needs to be, we need to get more for what we're spending on prescription drugs. We spend $300 billion on prescription drugs. That's twice as much as we spend on higher education. That's $100 billion more than we spent in 2003. So the price is just going up like mad. We need to know what drugs out there are the best for patients. But we don't know that right now because the drug companies control all the science. We need doctors to be independent from the drug companies. Right now, 9 out of 10 doctors take some sort of gifts or cash from the drug companies. And we need that to stop. There's just so much that we need to do.
And I'm sure you outline it, and I read a Q&A about your book in These Times magazine. You outline some more of it there, and I'm sure you outline it all in your book. Again, the book is Our Daily Meds, How the Pharmaceutical Companies Transform Themselves into Slick Marketing Machines and Hook the Nation on Prescription Drugs, an issue that is absolutely front and center in our healthcare debate. Melody, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good talking to you. 946 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll take a couple more of your calls about the Harry Reid comments. Is Harry Reid a racist? Were his comments racially insensitive, racially inappropriate? And then below that, was the substance of his comments, was that true? Harry Reid saying that candidate Barack Obama in 2008 had a chance only, well, not only, but primarily to be the first African-American president because he was a light-skinned man who didn't speak with a quote-unquote Negro dialect. Is that terminology that Reid used, is that inappropriate? And is it so inappropriate that he shouldn't be the head of the Democratic Party? And then the second question, of course, is whether what Harry Reid said, is it actually true? Is it true that America is so racist a country that we would never vote for a darker-skinned black man for president who had a different speaking inflection, even if they had the exact same resume as Barack Obama? So there are two parts of this, and I know some of you feel very passionately on all sides of this issue. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. We got open phones, instant messages, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page after a traffic update with John Turk.
Still got a few crashes out there, Dave. Northbound I-25 after Alameda. Seeing delays now back past Washington Street Bridge. It is stop and go through this little stretch. Also a crash on Interstate 76 out on the east end near Hudson. Another crash, 12th and Broadway. One at Sheridan and Morrison Road. And also have one in Castle Rock, northbound I-25, just after Founders Parkway. Before Happy Canyon, and you will hit the jams back around Founders Parkway. Things loosening up, though, there. Forecast, sunny, warm again, high of 52 degrees. Actually could stay in the 50s for most this week. Maybe Thursday morning, a little bit of snow, but not much accumulation in the city. Our current downtown temperature, 36 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's time to get that boat. Bring the family to the Denver Boat Show at the Colorado Convention Center this weekend. See hundreds of new boats and the latest in boating accessories. Don't miss the Tiki Party Friday and Saturday night, sponsored by your neighborhood Toyota stores. Discount tickets available at DenverBoatShow.com. Life is better with a boat.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
With banks crumbling, retirement savings being depleted, and the economy in turmoil, there has never been a more important time to have gold on hand. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of classic gold coins, all uncirculated and more than 100 years old. For free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-300-5798. During the Great Depression, people kept precious metals and gold coins tucked away. No one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. Nowadays, most of us have never seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a secret hoard of gleaming U.S. gold coins was discovered, all uncirculated and minted between 1866 and 1933. The New York Mint will be releasing these coins to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't be without gold. While you still can, call for free historical information and the free collector's DVD. 1-800-300-5798. Again, 1-800-300-5798.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, a couple of local news pieces to update you on. New Vista students are trying to ban plastic bags in Boulder. Shopping in Boulder could get a little greener if several New Vista High School and University of Colorado students have their way, inspired by What's gone on in San Francisco, the Boulder students are drafting an ordinance that would prohibit business such as grocery stores from using petroleum-based plastic bags. We're going to get into a bigger discussion of that tomorrow about whether you think that's the right thing to do. Also tomorrow, we'll be discussing this Denver Post story. State business lobbyists are defending industry tax breaks that lawmakers may target, with budgetary damage control looming as the central theme of the upcoming legislative session. The Colorado business lobby, surprise, surprise, is digging in its heels to protect its tax breaks. And remember, we got John Hickenlooper, the leading candidate for governor, on the Democratic side, saying he will run in part because he wants to put more business influence into government. We discussed that last week, and we'll continue discussing that. All eyes are on Hickenlooper to see if he's going to run. Also, later on this week, we're going to get an update on Chris Romer's new bill in the Colorado legislature, whether it is a crackdown on medical marijuana or whether it's going to make medical marijuana come out of the shadows. It's a very, very controversial issue. We'll be discussing it later on this week. And a couple more Colorado bills coming out of the legislature to get tough on DUIs. Finish up our discussion here about Harry Reid's comments. Do you think Harry Reid, the way he put what he said, saying that Obama doesn't have a Negro dialect, do you think that's an inappropriate term, so inappropriate that he shouldn't be Senate Majority Leader? And I really want you to think about this. If a Republican senator, I'll throw it to Turk on this question, Turk, if a Republican senator said exactly what Harry Reid had said, a Republican senator was quoted as saying, I think Barack Obama could make a good presidential candidate because he's, and could be the first African-American presidential candidate because he's light-skinned and doesn't speak with a Negro dialect. If a Republican senator said that, or a Rush Limbaugh said that, would liberals be going crazy?
Yes, absolutely.
So why then are liberals sort of trying to give Harry Reid the benefit of the doubt?
I don't know if liberals are necessarily giving him the benefit. It seems like a lot of our audience has been this morning. But even though if what he says may be construed as true by some.
Well, I think the substance is true.
Right, right. But you got to learn how to phrase things properly. Dave, they have aides and people that, you know, I mean, if he was just talking, you know, about this book and just, you know, to the author and just it came out. You know, you'd think he'd be like, wait, stop, and correct himself.
Right.
You know?
Right. And that's not what happened.
That's not what happened.
No. And so
But then again, I'm getting the Republicans saying that it's, you know, what Rush Limbaugh did with the Brock the Magic Negro parody was okay because they were just mocking the LA Times.
Yeah, I mean, it's so different. It's so different. I mean, two wrongs don't make a right, and two wrongs are not always the same, right? Harry Reid is not the same as Trent Lott. Trent Lott was endorsing a political ideology of segregation. Harry Reid used inappropriate terms to describe, I think, a fundamental truth. He used inappropriate terms. Negro dialect. Negro. Not appropriate. I'm sorry. It's not appropriate. To describe a truism about America as a racist country. America is a country that is probably true. A darker-skinned African-American with a different speech inflection in a racist country like ours probably would have had a lot harder time getting elected president. And I think it's undeniably true that a lot of liberals who are saying, oh, well, Harry Reid, you know, oh, fine, it's inappropriate, but we should give him the benefit of the doubt. A lot of people have called up. I don't think you'd be giving the benefit of the doubt to Mitch McConnell or to Rush Limbaugh. Jim in Broomfield. Jim, you're on AM760.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
Hey, I'd say this, that first of all, yeah, I agree with you on the substance part. I don't think there's any doubt that it certainly helped his chances of getting elected because of his color of his skin and the way he speaks. But to go to the other issue, you know, I don't want to give Harry Reid the benefit of that. Turk's right. I mean, yeah, liberals would be up in arms, and I think should be a little bit up in arms over the terminology that Reid used. But it's all such theater anyway. I mean, people just take sides, and it's just the way it plays out, and it's, you know, it is what it is. So I guess my point is, I don't know. I would like Reid out of there because I think he's a lousy leader.
Right.
I'm not sure who you put in his place at this point. I mean, if this is the opportunity
well,
to take him out and put somebody better in, then let's go for it. But, you know, I don't get a vote in the Senate.
And
so.
Look, a lot of people have made that argument, too, on the instant message saying, hey, you know, yeah, he said what he said was inappropriate. Is it a sort of fireable offense? I don't know. But Harry Reid, I got other problems with Harry Reid, so hopefully it is a fireable offense. And, look, I think there are other people who could be better than Harry Reid. I think, look, Dick Durbin, not a perfect senator, but I think he's a much more solidly progressive, serious legislator. I think.
Why is everybody so scared of Schumer? I don't know a whole lot about him, Dave,
Schumer,
to be honest with you.
Schumer is a dirtbag.
Really?
Schumer is a
to be
Wall Street
honest, I don't know
connected
a lot about him.
Dirtbag.
Yeah, because that's what they fear is if Reid's gone, Schumer may
Schumer
step in there.
Schumer is a dirtbag. You do not want. I mean, I don't want Schumer. I think the guy is a snake. Is a Wall Street connected dirtbag.
He seems mafioso a little bit.
He's
I don't know.
He's not what I would want. I would
right.
want it to be this. And then, look, the number two in the Senate is Dick Durbin. I think Dick Durbin's pretty good. Dick Durbin's the guy who went on record and said banks frankly own the place. I want somebody like that who can at least acknowledge the money interests that run the Senate. Hey, thanks for the call. Karen in Johnstown. Karen, you're on AM760.
Hi. What I wanted to call about was that I think your comment about Harry Reid still, his mindset back in the 60s is pretty accurate, because what I was thinking about is Sidney Poitier, Harry Belafonte, Lena Horne, and Nat King Cole, they probably wouldn't have been part of mainstream media had they spoken like a black person, a dialect that Harry Reid's talking about.
That's exactly right. And I think that Harry Reid's terminology suggests a broader commentary on the political system. We have a political system dominated by people who were really living in the past and completely out of touch with the present. I think that's undeniably true. I also think, as you say, Harry Reid was articulating inartfully and in an unacceptable language. And I know conservatives, oh, you're being politically correct. Language means something, people. And the people who say that language doesn't mean something are usually white people who are not the target of hate speech. But I think you're right, Karen. I think you're absolutely right. The truth underneath his inappropriately phrased statements is absolutely true. And what's sad, I think, is that most of the media debate, except for here, I hope, on AM760, most of the media doesn't want to talk about that. That the actual taboo is what people don't want to talk about. That we live in such a racist country that it would have been hard for Barack Obama to get elected if he wasn't as light-skinned and didn't speak with the same inflection that he speaks with. More tomorrow.
Would you like to improve your memory in just 10 minutes? That's right. You can start improving your memory when you call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply of Neurostin. 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines are open now. Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration, and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. If you want your brain back, if you want to remember telephone numbers, people's names, and where you put your keys and glasses, Neurostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado.